Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you for yet another year. A happy new year to you, 2025, and we pledge to provide you with news you can use on the health front throughout 2025. I'm excited about prospects because, well, a lot of health news that's going to be generated this year. Medical breakthroughs, medical politics, lots of health news. So we're going to share that with you to the best of my ability in 2025. My New Year's resolution is to make that information as relevant and as understandable and practical as can be. 877-726-8255. That's a way you can get questions to us. Let's hear one of those questions.
I have a question about blood pressure. My diastolic pressure ranges between 65 to about 70-78. However, my systolic pressure can range anywhere from 107 to 160. My question is, can that spike of systolic pressure cause an embolism just like atrial fibrillation can?
Okay, so an interesting question. So what he's talking about is the two parts of the blood pressure. The first number is the systolic. The second number is the diastolic. The diastolic is quite good because we like a diastolic certainly under 90, preferably under 85. And the systolic for this individual is very variable. It's pretty low at sometimes, but then it spikes. It goes up to 160, which is considered too high. And this is often the pattern in people who are older. But generally, what happens as you get older, it's not so much your diastolic that goes up, it's your systolic that goes up because of what's called hardening of the arteries or arterial stiffness. And so, therefore, systolic blood pressure is a feature of older individuals. This sounds like potentially a middle-aged individual. And when there's a big spread in your systolic blood pressure, it sounds more like an adrenaline-related problem. You know, the sympathetic nervous system goes into overdrive sometimes as a result of anxiety or stress, and the blood pressure spikes. So a logical way to deal with that is with a medication or a natural treatment that addresses stress. And in the case of a blood pressure medication, the more ideal medications for those kind of changes are what are called beta blockers. They take the edge off spikes in systolic blood pressure. And, of course, natural practices like exercise, like meditation, like relaxation therapies, like Tai Chi, things along those lines, breathing exercises and so on. Now, is it possible that a spike in blood pressure will cause an embolism? I think you're using the term embolism as an equivalent for any kind of blood clot. A blood clot, say, to your brain, which can cause a stroke. All right. And more technically, that word is a thrombosis. You know, coronary thrombosis, okay, that's a heart attack. A cerebral thrombosis, that's a stroke. And so can a spike in blood pressure cause that to happen? I guess technically it is possible, but I don't think that that should be a cause for undue anxiety. It is desirable to get your blood pressure under control, not because one episode of high blood pressure is going to immediately cause a stroke, but because over time there's kind of an erosive effect, you know, like a Grand Canyon effect. The Grand Canyon started as a little stream, you know, near the surface without big canyon walls. And over time, the flow of the water eroded the canyon to the point where it's over a mile deep. And that's kind of what happens in your arteries. Over time, high blood pressure has kind of an erosive effect on your arterial walls and can cause atherosclerosis, can cause dilation sometimes of your blood vessels, which can result in a burst blood vessel. These are problems that are chronic rather than acute. So, I mean, don't want to add to your additional anxiety. When you take your blood pressure, you go, oh, my God, you know, my blood pressure's a little high. It's like, oh, I'm going to have a stroke today. That's not usually the way it works, although a blood pressure, a systolic blood pressure over, say, 200, 220 or something like that is a medical emergency. You really have to be cooled down with aggressive medical treatment in an emergency room to get that kind of blood pressure under control, because that can. At that level, potentially it can eventuate in a what's called a CVA, cerebrovascular accident or stroke. 877-726-8255, our number. And a number one complaint among my patients and listeners is fatigue. And certainly as you age, there's a tendency to feel more run down. So if you're feeling tired, and if you wish you could turn back the clock on aging, NT-factor lipids is one of my go-tos. It's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%. It's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue syndrome and those undergoing chemotherapy, post-COVID, post-Lyme. I've been using NT-factor for years, prescribed for my patients. You can find the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for their full range of products. All right, a minor medical enigma at a New Year's Day party. The family, we all got together for New Year's, and which coincided with the last day of Hanukkah. So it was nice. The kids were there, and everybody had a good time, exchanged presents, and celebrated the New Year. And then one of the adults said to a six-year-old gal who was there, "Could come a little closer. I want to look at your face." And lo and behold, her face was all red. There were red patches on her face. And her ears were red. And then he said, "Well, let's pull down the strap on her dress," and looked at her back. And her back was all red. And there were these little raised bumps. So this is evidently a case of hives. And being the doctor present and Andy having a doctor in the family, I said, "Oh, this is a case of," it's obviously a case of hives, or formally speaking, urticaria. And what to do about it? Well, fortunately, there was some children's Benadryl there in liquid form. And Benadryl is a great antihistamine. And I said, "Give her some Benadryl." And indeed, Benadryl can be a little sedating, so I said, "Well, you don't give her too much because she's going to be knocked out, and then she won't be able to open her presents, and enjoy the party. Just give her a little bit. And lo and behold, in half an hour, 45 minutes, all the red spots disappeared, and she was happy, and she wasn't knocked out. But then we thought, like, what could have triggered that? Because she'd never had this problem before. So I asked around, and they just got back from a trip to Florida, and there she had tried something new, which is called kombucha. Kombucha, cha, I guess, is tea, and kombucha is a type of tea that is fermented. And the way that you make kombucha is you get something called a SCOBY. A SCOBY, which is a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. It's like a little rubbery plug. And you can buy SCOBY. It is a mass of bacteria and yeast, a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. And I guess it's a cross between yeasted bread and sourdough bread when applied to the tea, because it ferments the tea. And in so doing, it imparts an interesting taste to it, and there's a variety of health benefits that are attributed to it. And besides, it's a source of probiotics. But it's also very high in histamine. And this is something that I have patients who have chronic hives, and I tell them to avoid that kind of stuff. Avoid sauerkraut, fermented foods, kimchi, and another less well-known source of concentrated probiotics is kombucha. And so she had apparently asked the parents, she had a lot of kombucha. She really liked the flavor of it, guzzled a lot of kombucha. And the result was that within a few hours, she developed hives. So a lesson learned, probably going to avoid kombucha. I said, go easy on the probiotics for the next couple of days, because those too can exacerbate problems in people who are susceptible to hives. So-called people with histamine intolerance, these are people who might have to avoid exposure to fermented foods, which are generally good for people. But fermented foods for people who have hives, allergic reactions, sometimes stomach problems. Some people are genetically predisposed because they lack an enzyme called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is responsible for breaking down histamine. Histamine then builds up. As a result, people are more susceptible to histamine overload. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. All's well that ends well, and we'll be right back. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us, and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
So what grade are you in, Sophia?
I'm a ninth grader.
Okay. Why are you here today? Why are you in this program?
I was in Mr. Smith's class, my digital literacy class, and he asked the class about this opportunity, and it sparked, like, this could be something good, it could look good on a college resume, so that's kind of why I decided to join this.
Yeah. Were you ever nervous doing a radio show?
I feel like my first one, but after that, not much.
Right? We often tell you, get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way you're going to grow.
Yeah, and one thing I can tell everybody is don't be afraid to fail. Right.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Let's take one of those recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I'm a 62-year-old male, 6'162", very active. Cholesterol numbers are pretty good, 190. HDL 88, triglycerides 50, and LDL 90. I had a calcium score of 20, and my family doctor suggested a statin, a 10 milligram statin every other day. Just your opinion. That's all. From what I understand, possibly statins can cause a bit of calcification in the arteries, but I know there is a wonderful benefit to them.
Okay, you know, it's a really interesting question, and this is a question I get so often. I mean, it's almost became the mainstay of my practice, is people seeking a second opinion on statins. So often statins are prescribed, and it's estimated that a fairly high percentage of statins are prescribed unnecessarily. Conversely, some people who really should be on statins are not receiving them. They have cholesterol, it seems reasonably good, but then you look at all their other risk factors, and it turns out that surprisingly they have a very high calcium score. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a test that's referred to as a CAC, coronary artery calcium. It's done via CT scan, sometimes referred to as an EBT heart scan. And it's a great test because it answers the question, what's really happening in your arteries? Because you don't know just from your numbers. You could have a sky-high cholesterol. In fact, a study that I recently reviewed showed that even people with an LDL over 190, that's the not the total cholesterol, but the LDL, the so-called bad cholesterol, a fairly significant double-digit percentage of them don't have any calcium in their coronary arteries. Calcium in the coronary arteries is highly prognostic of the risk for heart attack or stroke. And a score of zero virtually guarantees you of avoidance of cardiovascular problems, especially if you have it a little later in life. I mean, if you have it at 20, yeah, most people don't have any plaque yet. But surprisingly, high percentage of people, even at a young age, have some plaque. But if you have that score of zero at 60 or 65 or 70, it's virtually impossible for you to have a rapid acceleration of plaque deposition that could result in a heart attack during your lifetime. So you have a pretty good profile. I mean, you're a healthy guy, don't have any significant risk factors, presumably don't have hypertension, diabetes, and you have a really, really nice HDL and a fairly low cholesterol, but lo and behold, you've got a slightly high calcium score of 20. So if you were, you called and you said, I'm 82 and I have this score, I'd say, congratulations, you'll die of a heart attack at 137, because it takes a while for plaque to form. But you're relatively young, you're 20, and you might want to hang out for another 40 years or four decades. And so during that time, plaque deposition can occur at a kind of a rapid rate, and ultimately you could be at high risk. Now, I don't think it is a crucial decision. You could use an all-of-the-above approach to say, what the heck, I'll take a statin. If I tolerate it, don't have muscle pain or problems, I'll take it, no biggie. You'll gain some slight benefits. It's not a crucial decision. If you decide just to go full-court press on lifestyle, I would not worry too much. Take all the requisite supplements that prevent cardiovascular disease. I don't think it's like a life or death decision. You could take a statin at a low dose. The doctor's saying take it every other day. That's not likely to cause a lot of downsides. And there may be a slight benefit, although only a very slight statistical benefit in terms of someone with a relatively low plaque score like yours. Your choice, but it's not a life or death fork in the road for you. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, I'm Wayne Best, Chief Economist at Visa, here to talk about some exciting new data on this year's holiday spending. Spending in the U.S. has increased an impressive 4.8% year over year. This update comes from the first ever Visa Retail Spending Monitor, which compared sales during the 7-week period beginning November 1st to the same period of last year. According to Visa Consulting and Analytics, Americans are back in stores with 77% of payments involving in-store shopping experiences. Meanwhile, online retail spending also increased over 7% as consumers embrace the convenience of digital platforms. Electronics, home improvement, and clothing categories all saw notable increases in spending. This overall spending growth underscores the adaptability of both consumers and retailers and the strength of the U.S. economy. Globally, Brazil, South Africa, Australia, and the U.K. also saw positive spending growth during the holiday season. Visit Visa.com for insights from the Visa Retail Spending Monitor.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518.
Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number is 877-726-8255, and there's some real fundamental structural problems in our healthcare system, and that actually is going to be the theme in 2025 as we change administrations and as we have an effort to make America healthy again. We got people in top positions who have kind of radical ideas on how to reform things. We have Dr. Mehmet Oz, who's going to be heading up an outfit that oversees Medicare. And when it comes to Medicare, hey, folks, have you noticed if you're a little older and you're on Medicare that you're having trouble finding a doctor who will take your Medicare? For example, I have a friend in California. And when I went to California, he called me up and said, I can't meet you because my wife has had a car accident. And I said, that's terrible. She said, yeah, that's the second time that she's cracked up her car. 4 months ago, she totaled her car. And then we got her a new car just 3 weeks ago, and she totaled it again. And I said, uh-oh, what's going on? He says, I think she's got some issues with cognitive and some neurological problems. And so I spoke to him recently, this is 3 months later, and I asked what had happened when she went to the neurologist, and he said, she has an appointment in February. So the accident happened in September. It takes months to see a doctor who will accept Medicare, even in such a dire instance. By the way, obviously, family took away the keys, and so she's not going to undertake independent driving any longer. This story from MedPage. Doctors cut back on seeing Medicare patients as another pay cut looms. So think of the prices of everything. Prices of everything have soared. Grocery prices, but prices in general, energy prices. Your bills are astronomical. But at the very same time, they're slashing reimbursements to Medicare. The Center for Medicare is proposing a 2.8% cut in Medicare fees for the 2025 fiscal year, which, if approved by Congress, comes on top of a 1.7% cut in 2024. So the net result is that fewer and fewer doctors want to see Medicare, or if they do see Medicare patients, they limit the number of Medicare patients that they see, and other doctors are just pulling out of the whole system, and they're becoming concierge doctors. You just pay them a flat fee, and they're available to you. They limit the number of patients they see, but they say they're making the same amount of money seeing less patients and not dealing with the hassles of Medicare. So, yeah, this is a doctor, a 65-year-old pediatrician in San Luis Obispo. He says the Medicare cuts hit him very personally. I finally went on Medicare and tried to find a physician. I couldn't find one. They were all either full up or not available. This is an MD, a 65-year-old pediatrician. I finally found an internist who took Medicare, but I had to pull some strings. And he says, if I have trouble finding a physician, what's going on for other folks in the population? The fact that these reimbursement cuts are coming, everybody is aware of these things, and it just creates a profound amount of insecurity in the system. So there is an alternative. It's called Medicare Advantage. And the premise is that by offloading Medicare patients to Medicare Advantage, which is private insurance, that it would reduce the burden on government payments, because Medicare Advantage still is subsidized by Medicare. But they thought, well, the private companies can enact efficiencies and they can administer it better than the Medicare program, and that it would ultimately lower healthcare costs. Well, it turns out it hasn't. And recently, the assassination in cold blood here in Manhattan, right in front of the Hilton Hotel, of CEO Brian Johnson of United Healthcare has highlighted some of the problems associated with the system administered by United Healthcare. United Healthcare is one of the biggest Medicare Advantage insurers. And there's an article here in the Wall Street Journal on how they game the system. And Medicare Advantage, if you see the burden of commercials towards the end of the year when you can change your Medicare plan, they say, hi, it's urgent now. It's time you can change your Medicare plan. But the time is lapsing, and you got to do it now. Medicare Advantage lures people away from traditional Medicare with incentives. You can get dental, vision, hearing benefits, even gym memberships, low upfront costs. But ultimately, there are restricted networks of doctors who will take you, who are part of Medicare Advantage, and more doctors are pulling out of Medicare Advantage because it doesn't work for them. And there's delays and denials of care. And especially one of the ways they save money is they deny care towards the end of life when you need to be put under supervised care. That is one of the ways that Medicare Advantage saves money. But they also attempt to garner more reimbursement with magical codes which obtain greater reimbursement for them, because it's all about the code. It's about a diagnostic code or procedure code which has a fixed payment. And curious thing happens when someone goes from Medicare to Medicare Advantage. According to the Wall Street Journal, they did a survey, and they found that all of a sudden the same patients who go from Medicare, overall there was a 7% year-over-year rise in what's called the sickness score, number of diagnoses that patients have under traditional Medicare. But when they switch to Medicare Advantage, that soars. They come up with all kinds of ingenious new diagnoses. And one of the ways they do that is they prompt the physicians. And since a lot of physicians work off of electronic medical records, they basically interface in the computer, they don't let you go until you put in some of their ingenious suggested diagnoses. And they say that this upcoding, the sickness scores for those United Healthcare patients who switched from Medicare to Medicare Advantage increased 55% on average in the first year in the plan. And they come up with weird diagnoses. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a patient with this condition. Hyperaldosteronism, which garners you an additional $2,000 in payment if you simply enter that code for that patient. But it's a fact of human physiology that anyone who has high blood pressure, they potentially have a little bit of extra aldosterone. In fact, many of the blood pressure drugs block aldosterone. And so it's kind of a plausible diagnosis, but in reality, it's a rare condition. But such a rare condition that it's considered an extraordinary medical expense, and thus garners a higher reimbursement for United Healthcare. So gaming the system, and this is going to come under scrutiny in 2025. And we've got a healthcare system that is headed for the precipice. People can't access it. People are ending up with enormous expenses because they're higher deductibles. And then there's denials of payment. There's unprecedented levels of medical bankruptcy. But the drugs are becoming so expensive. And the doctors are not so much the problem. They're not asking for more money. They're, in effect, at the brunt of cost containment efforts. Their levels of reimbursement within Medicare are declining, and hence more and more doctors are bailing from Medicare, result being that it's harder and harder, especially for an older person, to find a doctor, or especially to obtain an appointment in a timely fashion with a specialist. 877-726-8255, our number. It's January, obviously. Time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. So what do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition. I love this stuff. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. It's not so much my workouts are great, but it's my recovery time that has really improved. I just don't feel as knocked out. I can exercise on a daily basis. I don't have as much downtime of recovering. I feel stronger, more energized, and if you want to imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way, well, MitoPure can be a game changer for you. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal, and the science is really strong. MitoPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market, clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MitoPure addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MitoPure is offering a rare, deep discount. So get ready to hear about this to get your 2025 started right. This month only, the month of resolution, January 2025, get 33% off MitoPure. A great opportunity to try it. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MitoPure. The entry threshold is as low as we can make it for you, Intelligent Medicine listeners. MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. And now this item, you know, I drink tea. I used to not like tea, but I've gotten in the habit of drinking tea in the morning. And tea is a good thing because it contains catechins, which are protective. I recently read a strange story about how drinking tea and even coffee, because of the beneficial polyphenols that these compounds contain, reduces the risk for head and neck cancer. and many benefits of tea. And besides, it's a little less caffeine. It's about a third of the caffeine of coffee. So I kind of minimize my caffeine quotient for the day by having some black tea, some Irish tea, Scottish tea, Earl Grey tea. I vary it in the morning. And I've noticed over the past few years that they introduced new types of tea bags. And I don't like them because ordinary paper tea bags, okay, they're fine. But they came up with these new, they're satiny-feeling tea bags. They're a little stiffer. They look like a composite of paper with a little plastic, right? And I don't want to dip plastic tea bags into hot water. And it turns out, according to a study, my instincts were right. Headline, commercial tea bags release millions of microplastics, which have the potential to enter human intestinal cells. Okay, so what happens is they did a study, and they looked at these tea bags that are nylon versus cellulose. Cellulose is paper. And they found that the nylon tea bags released hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of tiny microparticles or nanoparticles. The study shows that when brewing tea, polypropylene, that's a plastic ingredient, releases approximately 1.2 billion particles per millimeter. Yikes! Nylon releases 8.18 million particles per millimeter. And so these plastic tea bags are not good for you. Then they looked at the intestinal cells, and they found that the intestinal cells had the potential to absorb these microparticles with potentially deleterious effects on the gastrointestinal system. So the article entitled Tea Bag Derived Micro and Nanoplastics. And that indeed is a potential concern if you're a tea drinker. Avoid those tea bags. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
More than 11 million people in the U.S. are living with COPD, including more than 3 million with emphysema. Endobronchial valve therapy, or EBV, is a minimally invasive treatment that uses one-way valves to reduce trapped air in the lungs that makes it harder to breathe. It aims to improve function, activity level, and quality of life. The American Lung Association has partnered with Zephyr by Pulmonix to raise awareness about EBV. Visit lung.org/EBV to learn more. If you're looking to improve your health in the new year, the American Medical Association offers these tips. Tweak your diet. Be more active. Get both screened and vaccinated. Know your blood pressure numbers. Learn about your risk for type 2 diabetes. Drink only in moderation. Quit tobacco and nicotine. Follow all dosage instructions and manage stress. Remember, the best way to deal with post-holiday doldrums is to do something good for your health.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Challenge of Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And we have another recorded question. You can, by the way, you can record questions and call anytime you like during the week. The answer box stands that you're ready to receive your question, and then we'll address it on a future episode of Intelligent Medicine. So let's hear one of those.
I was diagnosed with POTS after a fall and hitting my head. And after exercising, I have, a flare-up. So I'm wondering what can you suggest and if I should do more tests or what kind of tests I should have. Please, if you have some recommendation from your point of view, I really, really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for your question. So POTS. POTS stands for Postural Orthostatic Tachycardia Syndrome. And it's another way of saying you feel kind of weak and dizzy and lightheaded. I guess in the 19th century we could have called this the vapors. You know, women would have a tendency to faint. And so it's not a brand new phenomenon, but it can be a sequel to a viral infection. Post-COVID is often associated with POTS. Patients who have chronic fatigue syndrome often have POTS. So what does it mean in actuality? Well, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome means paradoxically, what happens is when you stand up, your heart rate increases. This is generally the case. And if you stand up abruptly, say you're doing a squat and you're holding the squat for a minute, and you stand up really rapidly, there's a tendency for the blood to stay in your lower extremities and not rush up to your head adequately to keep you from feeling lightheaded. So the body compensates by having the heart pump faster. But in POTS, the heart works harder, and there's a much more than normal speed up in your heart rate. So your heart's pounding, boom, 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 as you stand up. And this can be associated with a feeling of anxiety, a feeling of lightheadedness, and even passing out. And also there's brain fog associated with this, because maybe the brain isn't getting adequate perfusion, blood circulation. So complicated problem has to do with the autonomic nervous system, and it's hard sometimes to fix the autonomic nervous system. Strategies for POTS include increasing your intake of fluids, but especially fluids with electrolytes. So some people suggest Gatorade. That tends to have a lot of sugar and coloring. I would suggest something with more natural sources of sodium, magnesium, and potassium. But definitely sodium increases your blood volume and makes you less likely to feel lightheaded. So some people address it with that measure. You can also address it by making sure that the blood doesn't pool in your legs or lower extremities. Sometimes people use elastic stockings, pressure stockings, to keep the blood from pooling in their lower extremities and thus redirecting it towards your brain. Also, beta blockers sometimes prevent the heart rate increase. Those are drugs that are commonly employed. But also drugs like Florinef. Florinef is something that increases blood pressure. It's what's called a mineralocorticoid. It's actually mirrors something that's produced by the adrenals. Often people have adrenal weakness, and they take adrenal supplements. Licorice is generally a good herb for people who have POTS, but it has to be monitored because you can go low potassium with too much licorice. And you can have actual water retention. You can also undertake vestibular rehabilitation, which is kind of reorienting yourself in space, which is a great way of, it's kind of physical therapy so that you can learn to move in space, move your head around so you don't feel dizzy and lightheaded. That's something that's available at certain centers. So there you have it. Also, standingup2pots.org is a place where you can find a lot of resources related to POTS and some good discussions about how to deal with it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. Have a very happy New Year and enjoy your weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine. It's January. Time to tackle those New Year's resolutions. What do you want to achieve? Feel your best, conquer your goals. Let me share my personal experience with MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. It contains urolithin A, a rare postbiotic that promotes cellular renewal. MitoPure is the only urolithin A supplement on the market clinically proven to target the effects of age-related cellular decline. MitoPure addresses common signs of aging at the root. So if you want to support your cellular health and achieve your goals for 2025, MitoPure is offering a rare deep discount to get your 2025 started right. This month only, get 33% off MitoPure. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman33. That's timeline.com/Hoffman33 for 33% off MitoPure. MitoPure is your scientifically...
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says victims of the Islamic terror attack in the French Quarter will never be forgotten.
Each of these victims has family and friends who have to live with the tragedy and the nightmare of these events. Over the last 48 hours, we have all been focused on addressing the needs of each of these victims' families and to ensure that they are properly honored.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says they are now beefing up security for both the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras.
We are asking for a tactical expert to be in the city of New Orleans this week to go over all of our plans that have been put in place by a unified command that we've been working on this literally for months on end.
Officials say the man responsible for the terror attack had visited the city twice before and recorded video of the French Quarter via Meta smart glasses. Mexico opens the possibility of receiving non-Mexican illegal immigrants deported by the United States.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
Major winter storm that's rolling across the eastern U.S. is creating blizzard conditions. Over 60 million Americans from Kansas to Maryland are under storm alerts, and a state of emergency has been declared in Kentucky and Virginia. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now with an important...
Pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again. The year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than $1 a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start today. Just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
There's a rush to rescue a manatee in Louisiana waters before temperatures drop. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A manatee spotted in Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans has officials scrambling to rescue it before the blast of cold weather moving across the country sets in.
The window is closing. We have probably at this point, I would say, till Monday midday.
Gabriella Harlemer with Audubon Aquarium Rescue says once water temperatures dip below 68 degrees, manatees are in trouble.
For as large as manatees are, they don't have a blubber layer, which means that they are very susceptible to cold stress.
The plan includes rescue teams in the water and on land, including one from Florida on standby to transport the manatee to warmer waters in that state. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis. At townhall.com. Traders return to Wall Street tomorrow for the first full week of 2025. Rich Thomason reports.
Wall Street bounced back Friday from a holiday season slump. Surging tech shares helped the S&P advance 1.3%. The Dow rose 339 points. The Nasdaq soared 1.8%. NVIDIA provided much of the market's momentum, rising 4.5%. Shares of U.S. Steel dropped 6.5% after President Biden scuttled Nippon Steel's proposed $15 billion purchase of its Pennsylvania-based rival. Rich Thomason reporting.
Congress is set to meet tomorrow to certify the results of the 2024 election. U.S. Capitol Police say heavy security is in place for the counting and certification of the electoral vote. Along with adding more patrols and extra officers, they will also collaborate with partner agencies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Happy New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
F. Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. Please join us as we welcome Trip Wetzel, author of Norman Lear, His Life and Times. Plus, we'll bring you an encore presentation of our conversation with Linda Day George. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Or senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And it's so weird to say the year 2025, but here we are. And may I be the first, or maybe one of the first, to wish you a happy new year. How about that? So, and I'll tell you what, over the holidays, a lot of people, I mean, millions of people gathered with their families over the holiday season, and they enjoyed, you know, food and fun and just plain old just being together. And we did that as well, had a wonderful holiday season. So, however, some families also came to realize their elderly loved one needs help. They're like, oh, wait a minute. This seems a lot different in person than it does over the phone or maybe on a Zoom or a FaceTime visit. So they're going to need some help. I think we're going to need some care. And this happens every single year. And I've talked about it in the fall and as we approach Thanksgiving and all of that. But here we are. Here we are. Now we've turned the page. We are in the new year of 2025. If you've had these realizations, and I'm getting the phone calls from quite a few families who said, hey, you know, we had this meeting and we need to talk to you about helping us find a place. And so this is very, very common. And so I wanted to talk today about what that looks like as a next step, give some options, and talk about how my firm can help you out as far as finding a care facility. But there's some other options as well. So one option would be to hire a home care company. I'm a huge, huge fan of home care services. And what that is someone who can come into your home for as few as maybe 3 or 4 hours a day, upwards of, and then if needed, you could go 24 hours a day. That gets really pricey, by the way, but it is available. And they can come in and help you with cooking, cleaning, some light housekeeping, throw the laundry in, help your loved one get dressed, maybe run some errands, just be a companion, all those sort of things. It's not a medical type of a service, but they can help out with a lot of things for your loved one around the house. So the cost right now for a good solid home care provider is about $35 to $40 an hour. But once you get in, and again, I'm a huge fan, but we have a math situation here. Once you get up to about 40 hours a week, you have now paid for the equivalent of a one-month stay in assisted living where you would receive 24-hour care. That's about four times what you're getting from the home care provider. Now, it's not quite the same. You're not in your own home, home care is one-on-one support. In assisted living, you still have an apartment. It's your own space, but it's not like living in your own home. It becomes your new home, but it's not the same. And it is not one-on-one care. Their staffing ratios are going to be 1 to 6 to 1 to 10, right in that area. But 24-hour care is available. And so that's the math challenge. Anything over that 40 hours a week, now you're exceeding the cost of 24-hour care at the assisted living level. Now, you can use home care to supplement a team of family and friend caregivers. And that is a great idea. It's an excellent way to extend your ability to remain independent at home and not have to move to a senior care community. And I can't tell you how many people do that. They put together a team of family and friend caregivers. They have a schedule. People are, it's like you're part of the staff, and what you've got this day and this time range, and you've got this day and you've got this overnight, and you put that together with home care, you can extend your stay at home for a really long time, months, if not years. You can also bring in equipment into your home to make your home safe. And I hear this all the time. They say, Steve, we're doing okay, but the staircase, that's a very dangerous situation. We just don't use our upstairs, say, for example, our bedroom and our bathroom, shower, and everything's upstairs. So we just kind of make do here on the main level. We've created a bedroom space here where the dining room used to be. So bring in the discussion on a stair lift. There's no reason to do that. So somewhere between $3,000, $4,000, maybe $5,000, you can solve that issue. And a stair lift is simply a rail that would go up your stairs, and then there's a chair that connects to the rail. And there's a little motor in the chair. You sit down on the chair, you strap yourself in, you push a button, and it goes, nah, 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 right? Just kind of like you're going up on the roller coaster, right? It goes click, 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 click. And it's smoother than that, way smoother than the roller coaster clicking. But it takes you up to the top and stops, right? And then you can pivot your chair, unbuckle your seatbelt, stand up, and boom, you are now upstairs. You have safely navigated the stairs, and you've taken that risky part of the house out of the equation, and now you can use all of your house. So $3,000 to $5,000, when you compare that to the cost of all this other stuff, that's a good way to go. You can even rent these things if you just want to try it out. If you want to have it installed and then sell it back to the provider, you can do that. So you can get some of your money back if you want to sell it back. So a lot of options there. A lot of options there. You could also remodel your home to age in place. You can widen out the door frames to get a wheelchair or a walker. Try to maneuver with a walker through a 2-foot-wide bathroom door. That is not a good situation, right? So there are a lot of things that, again, are not too expensive that you can do to your home to do some minor remodeling to make it a much more livable and safe environment. But when staying home is no longer an option, your next move would be to find a senior care community. And, you know, we're talking about assisted living, long-term care. You may want to move to a continuing care retirement community. I see so many couples where one spouse needs care. The other spouse is very independent. So the one spouse will move into the independent living apartment. The other spouse needing the care would move into the assisted living part of the long-term care part. They're still together. They can see each other every single day. They might be right down the hall from one another. A lot of options out there. But first, you must determine which level of care is needed. So, for example, do you need assisted living or do you need long-term care? Those are the two primary options that you're going to need to determine. And then what type of care do you need? So, for example, do you need I just call it general care, just general everyday care? Or are there memory issues that are present or starting to develop? Do you need or will you need down the road memory care? And then the 800-pound elephant in the room. How will you pay for the care? It's all pretty expensive. So, for example, private pay, will you be using your own resources? Do you have long-term care insurance? And if you do, how does it work? What is the deductible? What will it pay on a daily benefit? And how long would those benefits last? Lots of questions there, but I'll tell you what, if you have long-term care insurance, it's like having a pot of gold sitting there when you really need it. What about your Medicare coverage? What's that going to cover? What about Medicaid? How does that work? How do you qualify for that? Are you a veteran or the spouse, the surviving spouse of a veteran, and would you qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? And then what location do you prefer? I'd like to ask a different question. How far are you willing to drive to get the best care and the best fit? Are there any specific personal preferences and needs that must be addressed? So these are some of the things that you're going to need to determine before beginning your search for senior care community when staying home is no longer possible. And if you have questions about that, I would invite you to call me at my firm, Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You could also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In the Kansas City area, the assisted living level of care averages between $6,000 and $8,000 a month. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and other law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it three times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
More than 11 million people in the U.S. are living with COPD, including more than 3 million with emphysema. Endobronchial valve therapy, or EBV, is a minimally invasive treatment that uses one-way valves to reduce trapped air in the lungs that makes it harder to breathe. It aims to improve function, activity level, and quality of life. The American Lung Association has partnered with Zephyr by Pulmonics to raise awareness about EBV. Visit lung.org/EBV to learn more. If you're looking to improve your health in the new year, the American Medical Association offers these tips. Tweak your diet. Be more active. Get both screened and vaccinated. Know your blood pressure numbers. Learn about your risk for type 2 diabetes. Drink only in moderation. Quit tobacco and nicotine. Follow all dosage instructions and manage stress. Remember, the best way to deal with post-holiday doldrums is to do something good for your health.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. Community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, now back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. In Kansas City, the assisted living level of care averages between $6,000 and $8,000 per month. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And there are a couple of things that go into that average. So, number one, the size of the apartment. The smaller the apartment, the less the charge. The larger the apartment, the higher the charge would be. And then how much care do you need? So most assisted living communities have a pricing model of a base charge plus a level of care charge. So if you need a little bit of help, the level of care charge would be smaller. If you need a lot of help, it might be level of care 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. Obviously going to pay more than if you had a level of care 1, because you're requiring a lot more care, you're requiring more resources, you would pay more for that. So that is the primary difference between that $6,000 and $8,000 a month. And I would say in most of the country, that's going to cover it. That's going to cover it. Now, some of the larger cities might be a little bit more than that. Some of the smaller cities are going to be a little bit less than that. That's a pretty solid average today for the assisted living level of care. All right, so we're talking about families gathering for the holidays. They come to the realization that their elderly loved one is going to need some support and some care, some help. We talked about hiring a home care company and the cost of that, maybe blending that with family and friend caregiving team, maybe bringing in some equipment, a stair lift. Maybe you can bring in some other equipment as well, of course. Then you can make some do some basic home remodeling and renovation. You're widening out some door frames and some other things like that that could really make your home a much better and safer environment to live in and to receive some care in as well. And I'll tell you what, as we do every single year, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we're getting phone calls from this exact situation. And people call up, hey, Steve, you know, over the holidays, we came to realize and, you know, we need your help. We've listened to you on the radio for a long time, but now we're going to need your help. And let me say, you can definitely do this on your own. And a lot of people do, but so many people are just, they're just completely overwhelmed. They're like, okay, now we need to go look at some places, but we don't even know where to start. And again, Senior Care Consulting, we do 90% of the work for you. We work for you on behalf of you and your family. We work in your best interest, and we're doing all of this work for you behind the scenes. And, of course, we're all doing our best and working our best to honor your loved one, to do our very best for them. I like to say that we make an overwhelming process very simple. You notice I didn't say easy. It's never easy, but we make it very simple. And again, if that's resonating with you, if you're like, yeah, we need some help, we need to reach out. Here's the phone number, 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. You can also visit seniorcareconsulting.com for more information. So here's an example of a pretty common situation. And we've been able to help several families here recently with it. This is very, very common. So you have a loved one, and they're living in an assisted living apartment. And let's say they're paying $7,000 a month. That's kind of in the middle of that average that I just mentioned. And you are becoming very concerned because you can see there is a clear chance that you could run out of money to pay for your assisted living apartment. You could outlive your assets. And let me say this, if you outlive your assets and you're living at the assisted living level of care, one of the following two things will happen. Number one, you stay there until you do literally run out of money, and then they'll kick you out. You will get, I just had some people, I could hear some gasping. They're like, oh. Well, no, they'll just bill that Medicare thing or that Medicaid thing. Okay, with very few exceptions, the vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay, with very few exceptions. So they will write you a discharge notice. In the next 30 days, you need to move out because you're out of money. There's no way to pay for this any longer. So you're going to have to move out. That's going to happen. So that's one thing that could happen. The other thing that could happen is, a much better situation, you could be proactive. I'll tell you what, one of the things that I love about senior care consulting clients is they want to do it right. They want to get it right. They know they need some help to do their best for their elderly mom or dad or their spouse, their aunt, uncle, their grandparent. They know they need some help. They want to do it right. And they also don't want to get flat-footed. They want to be prepared. They want to be proactive. So the second thing, again, you can be proactive. You can anticipate running out of money. You can just do the general math. We've got 3 months of money left, 6 months of money left, 2 months of money left. And then you could choose a long-term care community that is Medicaid certified. So we help our clients all the time with this situation. I get calls all the time. Steve, mom's in an assisted living community. It's been going well, but here's the bottom line. She's running out of money, and we can't make up the difference between the rest of us. So we're going to have to find a place that will work with Medicaid. And we don't want to wait till the last minute. Can you help? Yep, absolutely. We can help. We do this all the time. And by moving in advance of a forced discharge, guess what? You are in control. You're not reacting to an involuntary discharge letter saying you're just about out of money, get out. You are in control if you move in advance. So you'll need to choose a long-term care community wisely if you do it on your own, because frankly, some do a good job. And some absolutely, definitely do not do a good job. You'll also need to go through the Medicaid qualification process. And so, again, let me say this. I think this is just the timing of the year to be talking about all of this stuff. And again, with Senior Care Consulting, we take care of everything for you and on your behalf. We do the research for the right long-term care community that will fit all of your needs, including helping you get qualified for Medicaid. Now, you can use an elder law attorney, but a lot of times when it is a super simple Medicaid application, there are individuals in the long-term care community who can help you fill that out, and it's free of charge. So we can help you with all of that. If you're interested in more information, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Coming up next, I have an example of exactly how this works.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take it with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
But what I've learned is if you believe in yourself, right, work hard at what you do, you will make the right decisions, all right? Even if they could be the wrong one at that time, I promise you it always works out.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Cutting the deficit seems simple. It's just not easy. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Like dieting or saving money, cutting the deficit is simple. It's just not easy. Cutting the deficit is not so much about cutting personnel. It's about cutting the money they hand out. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so an example of how Senior Care Consulting worked with a wonderful client whose mom was in that exact situation. So mom was in the assisted living level of care, and mom was just about out of money. So my client asked her boss, her supervisor. She kind of explained the situation, and she said, I'm not sure what to do, and her supervisor listens to Senior Care Live. And he said, call Steve Kuecker, which I really appreciate. So she reached out, and, of course, we were able to help. And we were under a little bit of a time frame there because we didn't have a full 30 days on our notice by the time I got involved and everything. She did get a 30-day discharge letter saying, hey, your mom's out of money, and you're going to have to move. So, and she said, I saw this coming, but, you know, I work so much. She's a very hardworking person. She works more than one job, and she just literally didn't have the time to deal with all this, and it kind of snuck up on her, I think, a little bit, which is understandable. It is a very common situation. And I said, don't worry, we can help out. So we conducted our geriatric care assessment, determined exactly what we needed, and then we researched the market, and we identified our top options. Again, long-term care, Medicaid certified, where her mom could just simply move from the assisted living level of care to long-term care, qualify for Medicaid, and then Medicaid would pay the vast majority of her monthly cost. And we were able to do that in a very timely manner, and we got that done for her. And again, we do this all the time, all the time. And, you know, we've had some situations where maybe they weren't in the assisted living level of care, maybe they were still home, but they're home and they've outlived their assets, and they need a lot of care. They've essentially, the family and friend caregiving team that they put together has essentially supported their loved one in their home at that assisted living level, if you will. So they've had the assisted living level of support in their house, in their home. They're basically out of money, and now they need to move straight to long-term care, again, qualify for Medicaid. And, again, we help families in that situation very, very frequently. And for anyone needing to qualify for Medicaid, I want to explain a few things that may surprise you. So when qualifying for Medicaid, you usually have what's called the spend down. And if you're familiar with any of this kind of stuff relative to Medicaid, you've probably heard the term spend down. What does that mean? Well, this is the amount of money that you have left, and that amount of money is over and above the amount that you can keep in order to qualify for Medicaid. So here's an example. Say in the state of Kansas, and all states are, the number's low, right? In the state of Kansas, you can keep $2,000. In the state of Missouri, you can keep just under $6,000. And I have done the research on a lot of other states. Obviously, this is a nationally syndicated program in many, many states. All of the states are a very low number, similar to that. So in the state of Kansas, which is where I live, you can keep no more than $2,000. So let's say you have, and it could be any number. Let's just say, for example, you have $50,000 left in your checking and savings account, or it could just be in your checking account. If that's your situation, let's say you're living in assisted living, you're dropping $6,000 to $8,000 a month. You can see that $50,000 is not going to last too much longer. Well, your spend down amount is $48,000. So you have $50,000 left. You can keep $2,000 in the state of Kansas. So you have to spend down that $48,000 to qualify for Medicaid. So the question is, what can you spend that $48,000 on? What can you spend the money on? And again, it could be more than that, could be less than that. Whatever your amount is, what can you spend it on? Well, you can spend your spend down amount of money on anything that benefits you, the person who needs the care, who will be moving into the care community and qualifying for Medicaid. As long as it benefits that person, you can spend the money on it. So, for example, I've had a lot of folks spend some of that money on some clothing, some new clothes for mom or dad, maybe a new flat screen TV to mount in their room, maybe some new bedding, a new pair of hearing aids. You could just use it on stuff that benefits the person. And obviously, you can use some of that money to pay for your care, of course. And you can use some of that money, say, for example, to have your attorney update your legal documents. Maybe you need to spend some of that money on updating your power of attorney documents or your trust or any other legal documents that may need to be updated. And guess what? You can also use some of that money on the placement services from Senior Care Consulting. So there are so many people who are really surprised by that. And that's why I like to point it out once in a while. It is true. That's why so many elder law attorneys refer their clients to Senior Care Consulting, because part of the spend down can be used to pay for placement services. I've had a lot of people say, look, we have to spend that $50,000 or that $48,000. We have to spend it on anything that benefits mom. So, and we're going to obviously spend some of it for care. We're going to get her some things that she needs. We're going to spend a couple thousand dollars on legal fees to update our legal documents. We're going to spend some of that money on a prepaid funeral plan so we have our final arrangements all taken care of and funded. And let me say this, Steve, if you can help us find the best place available for mom, and if you can take that off our plate, then that is a great way to spend some of that money on the spend down. And I hear this all the time. Thanks for letting us know that. We had no idea. That money's already gone. It's already accounted for. So it doesn't make it free, but we'll spend some of that on your services, and you can take that off our plate and make sure that we get it right. That's money well spent. You know, I had an elder law attorney ask me a great question. He said, Steve, why should we refer to you rather than refer our clients to one of these free referral services? And I said, sir, here's the short answer. Every time you refer one of your clients to one of these free referral services, you will always, every time, you will have this question. And that question is, did they take my client to the best place available, or did they take my client to the place that generated them the highest commission? And he looked at me, his eyebrows raised up, because that's very succinct, Steve. I hadn't really thought of it. This is a smart guy. And I'm like, well, I'm glad to point that out. So to my attorney friends out there, let's work together to serve our clients objectively in an unbiased manner and with no conflict of interest. If you'd like to learn more about Senior Care Consulting and how we can serve your clients in the best way possible, just give me a call. Let's get together. Let's have some coffee or lunch. And I'll show you what we do. 913-945-2800. You're going to be impressed. Let me just say that. 913-945-2800. You can also go online to learn more about the company, SeniorCareConsulting.com. But hey, let's get together. I'll show you exactly how it all works. I know you're going to be impressed. Give me a call. Let's talk about this right away. All right, and coming up next, I'm going to review the cost of care for the various primary levels of care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest of his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
More than 11 million people in the U.S. are living with COPD, including more than 3 million with emphysema. Endobronchial valve therapy, or EBV, is a minimally invasive treatment that uses one-way valves to reduce trapped air in the lungs that makes it harder to breathe. It aims to improve function, activity level, and quality of life. The American Lung Association has partnered with Zephyr by Pulmonics to raise awareness about EBV. Visit lung.org/EBV to learn more. If you're looking to improve your health in the new year, the American Medical Association offers these tips. Tweak your diet. Be more active. Get both screened and vaccinated. Know your blood pressure numbers. learn about your risk for type 2 diabetes. Drink only in moderation. Quit tobacco and nicotine. Follow all dosage instructions and manage stress. Remember, the best way to deal with post-holiday doldrums is to do something good for your health.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A new year is upon us and a political storm approaches. What does Donald Trump have in store for the United States in 2025? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So if you had that family meeting, you're either working with Senior Care Consulting or you're doing this on your own, either way, I wanted to share some of the costs of some of these different options and different levels of care. So a lot of people will choose to downsize from their house that's too big. One of my recent clients said, hey, we figured out we use about 20% of our house. What are we doing here? So, but you're making a lifestyle change if you move from your house to one of these continuing care retirement communities where the first step is independent living. So you're moving to an independent living apartment. Most of the inventory would include apartments, different sizes of apartments. Some places do have freestanding villas, maybe duplexes, fourplexes. Most of the inventory would be apartments, though. And these are nice apartments. They're fully furnished. You're on your own. You're fully independent, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. They provide always provide a meal a day. Maybe even a couple of meals a day, but you have a fully furnished kitchen. You can cook whatever you want, whenever you want. Some places will have like meal credits or dining dollars that you can use in one of their dining rooms and or bistros, whatever they might have, and use them as you wish when you want. Now, depending on the size of the apartment, you're looking at a monthly cost of $4,500 to $5,500. That's kind of right down the middle. You can definitely go less than that. You can definitely go more than that, especially if there are two people moving. There is no care provided at the independent living level, okay? There is no care. And just make a note of that, okay? Now, if you move to that center lane, and that's going to be called assisted living. So the assisted living level of care, it's a social model helping you with your activities of daily living. It can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom, incontinence support. They distribute your medications. They make all of your meals, provide all of your snacks and hydration. They have doctors that would come into the building, essentially making a house call. They have transportation to leave the building to go see a specialist or maybe your own family doctor. Okay, there's a full slate of social activities for meaningful social engagement. They usually have a non-denominational service on Sundays. They have Bible studies throughout the week. I mean, there's a lot of support. It's generally not medical by nature, but there's a lot of support. The average cost is going to be $6,000 to $8,000 a month for that assisted living level of care. Now, you might be able to get something a little bit less than that. As I had mentioned earlier, a smaller space and less care, you might be get something for around $5,000. But you can definitely, in a larger apartment with a lot more care provided, you can definitely get up into $9,000 and $10,000 possibly. Okay, that would be a real high level of care. But typically 6 to 8 is what you're going to be looking at there. And then if you need the medical model, that's long-term care. A lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home. That's kind of a dirty word in the industry because the term nursing home comes with a lot of baggage and negative stereotype. I would remind the industry that was baggage and stereotype well-earned, but to be fair, it's nothing like that today. It's not even close. It's so much better, it's not even close. So I prefer to call that long-term care. That is the medical model. So they can provide everything that the assisted living level can provide, plus full medical care. So wound care, urinary catheter support, tube feeding, diabetic management with insulin injection, pain management. Someone, and God bless them, they could be weakened to the point where they're bedridden. They're a two-person transfer. Have to have a special method to take a shower, laying down in a gurney. There's a heavy physical support. Plus, all the medical care and medical support is offered at the long-term care level of care. So two options here. And let me say your space comes at a premium. So a shared room, that's a room where you're going to have a roommate in there. And before you say, ooh, no way, I'll explain that in a second. A lot of times it works out much better than you ever would have thought. But you're looking at an average cost of about $8,000 to about $9,500 a month. So we just keep getting a little bit higher, don't we? If you want a private room in long-term care, again, that comes at a premium because this is mostly about the care and not very much at all about your space, so that comes at a premium, somewhere between $11,000 to $15,000 a month. That's going to cover, I think, most of the places. Now, I've had so many people say, oh, there's no way. Dad's not going to go for a roommate. He's going to hate that. And what turns out is Dad becomes friends with his roommate. And they start looking out after one another, and pretty soon you realize, wow, this is really a blessing. We wouldn't move him to a private room now if one was open. We prefer it this way. So it usually works out much, much, much better than you might expect. And then if you need memory care, remember, memory care is not a level of care. Memory care is a type of care that could be provided at actually four different levels of care. So we're just kind of focusing on the two primary levels today. So the assisted living level of care providing memory care. So what that is the assisted living level of care. So your loved one would need help with their bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medications distributed and managed, all of the meals, snacks, and hydration, all of that. That's what they need, but they have memory challenges. They're cognitively impaired. So they're going to need the part of the building that's dedicated to providing memory care for residents with cognitive impairment. That's typically going to add another, say, $500 to maybe $1,000 a month because there's more staffing, there's a lot more to it. At the long-term care, level of care, that's usually going to be another.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers have supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. A blast of snow, ice, and strong winds have stirred up dangerous travel conditions in portions of central U.S. as many feel the wrath of the storm.
There's about 63 million people under some type of winter weather advisory, warning, or watch now. And again, it's from pretty much from Nebraska, Kansas, eastward into the East Coast. So it's a fairly highly impactful event across a large part of the country and affecting a large amount of people.
Bob Orvec with the National Weather Service.
In the wake of the storm as it pushes off the East Coast, it's going to be cold across a good part of the country for the next few days. Temperatures are definitely going to be below average from the middle part of the country to the East Coast. Above average temperatures are forecast from the west of the Rockies to the west coast.
The counting and certification of the electoral vote of the 2024 election will take place January 6th, later today, at the U.S. Capitol. Officials have beefed up security on the grounds of the Capitol, including adding patrols, extra officers, and collaborating with other agencies. President Biden blocks the $15 billion purchase of Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel by Nippon Steel of Japan.
This isn't about Japan. This is about U.S. steelmaking and keeping one of the largest steel producers in the United States, an American-owned company.
A new study shows teenagers are using less drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. An annual survey taken by the University of Michigan since 1975 examined the responses of nearly 24,000 middle and high schoolers across the U.S. What they found was that more than half of high school seniors reported not using alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, or e-cigarettes in the past 30 days, which is the most since 2017. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The Surgeon General wants cancer warnings added to alcoholic drinks.
Vivek Murthy announced the proposal, citing mounting research about links between alcohol and cancer. He says there are an estimated 100,000 cases and 20,000 deaths in the U.S. every year deemed alcohol-related, according to a Friday social media post on X. The suggested warnings would come in addition to warning labels already attached to alcohol products about the risk of birth defects for pregnant women. True Williams reporting.
Republicans are stepping up their scrutiny of dozens of shelters run by aid groups on the border with Mexico. A new study finds the so-called shelters are a magnet for illegal immigration. Many of them are nonprofits that rely on federal money. The Trump administration is vowing to review the role non-governmental organizations play in the deluge of illegal immigration. News and analysis at townhall.com. California will start requiring property insurers to increase coverage in wildfire-prone areas. John Scott has more.
This comes after homeowners across the state increasingly struggle to find policies. The state's new rule requires insurers to start increasing their coverage by 5% every 2 years until they hit the equivalent of 85% of their market share. That means if an insurer writes 20 out of every 100 state policies, they'd need to write 17 in a high-risk area. The requirement will take effect within 30 days. Some worry it will increase premiums in California by 40%. John Scott reporting.
New details about the deadly Islamic terror attack in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Investigators say Shamsuddin Jabbar recently traveled to Egypt and Canada. And they say he visited New Orleans twice before the attack using Meta smart glasses to take video. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hoffman. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, and welcome to a new year. It's 2025. I want to wish you all a very happy new year. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's the way we get phone calls. You can call anytime you like, 24-7, 365. And that is a way that you can record a question that we'll be taking on a subsequent broadcast. And we have several great questions for you today. And I might say that in commemorating 2025, I did a little calculation. This is our 38th year of continuously broadcasting, by my calculations. Okay, it's 1987 or 1988, so it's 37 or 38 years that we've been broadcasting. This is America's longest-running physician-hosted radio program, very proud to say. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, and putting those together for you each weekend is my task. And we also have great podcasts throughout the week that drop on your favorite podcast service, whether it be Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever you obtain your podcasts. You can obtain them from drhoffman.com. We've got podcasts throughout the week, and we've got some great shows to come in 2025 on our podcasts. We're going to tackle subjects like exercise, digestive health, women's health, brain, heart, etc. We've got some great guests lined up for you. Plus, we have our weekly Q&A with Layla, where you can send questions to questions at drhoffman.net. Those are via email, so if you prefer to call, 877-726-8255 for questions, or via email, questions@drhoffman.net. And it's a lot of ways to get questions to us. We'll answer some of your questions during today's program. And some ground rules here. You know, so much of what you hear in on the health front is what I call medicine via press release. A lot of pre-prepared press releases are uncritically taken up by mainstream media, And this program endeavors to do something beyond that. We take a critical look at some of the stories out there. We try to break them down and make them comprehensible and utilizable by you in the general public, news you can use to make you healthy again. And so here's an example of a story that requires a little bit of refinement. I haven't seen this in the conventional press. Remember that story that we talked about at the end of 2024 about black kitchen utensils? People across the country tossed their black spatulas into the trash after a widely reported study found that some black plastics in kitchen utensils and other household items had dangerously high levels of flame retardants. And so I have a black plastic spatula. It happens to be my favorite spatula. It's the right size and the right weight. And I have some kitchen utensils that I don't want to scratch up with metal spatulas. So I have a black plastic spatula that I use virtually every day to, you know, flip my omelets, flip my sunny-side-up eggs. Comes in very handy. And I hated to part with it, but I saw this story about black plastic containing high levels of flame retardants. Now, why would that be? It turns out that it's a consequence of something virtuous, which is recycling. A lot of computers, if you remember your old desktop computer, it had a black plastic body, and then it became obsolete and went into the landfill. And that black plastic was harvested and then retooled into kitchen utensils in some cases, although some black plastic is virgin black plastic that is not laced with high levels of flame retardants, but you just don't know. I kept looking at that black plastic spatula and lamenting the idea that I'd have to throw it away. And one of the things that I like to do when I see a story, especially an alarming story, is just wait. And just wait for a little bit of analysis and maybe some commentary and some interpretation. And lo and behold, maybe that I don't have to chuck my black plastic spatula, nor do you. I recently was in a Sur La Table kitchen store the other day, and there weren't no black plastic utensils anymore. They got the word that people find that is the kiss of death, a black plastic utensil. But in this study that appeared in a journal called The Chemosphere, it's a peer-reviewed scientific journal that talks about environmental pollution, the researchers estimated, now you're going to have to stay with me on the math here, okay? There's a little bit of math, but it's not advanced calculus. It's simple math that maybe you learned in the sixth grade or certainly by junior high school. The researchers estimated that exposure to flame retardants through cooking or heating was around 34,700 nanograms per day. Okay, that's the total amount that you should avoid getting exposed to, or more than that, more than 34,700 nanograms per day, is approaching the reference dose or the EPA's lower bound for amounts that are not associated with health risk. So if you're under that threshold, you're okay. But if you're over that threshold, you might, it's not for sure, but you might be exposed to the health risks associated with these flame retardants. So when you look at this and break it down, it's about 7,000 nanograms per kilogram of body weight per day. So it's all based on, you know, if you're a small child, the threshold is lower. Smaller body, lower threshold. Bigger body, higher threshold. So it's based on your weight. So for a 60-kilogram person, that's a relatively lightweight person, probably a woman, 132 pounds, the researchers calculated that would be 42,000 nanograms per day, which exceeds the threshold of 34,700. It's easy, right? Okay, so if you get that amount, that's not good. they say, quote, these results show that when toxic additives are used in plastic, they can significantly contaminate products made with recycled content that do not require flame retardancy. Because it could spout, you know, it should not have a flame retardant in it. I mean, it should not melt. It should be made of something that's resilient. The researchers wrote, adding that items like kitchen utensils are among those with high exposure potential. They concluded that, quote, more regulation is needed to end the use of hazardous additives and ensure that replacements are made with safer materials and chemicals. In other words, don't pull black plastic out of a computer body from a landfill that's laced with flame retardants and put it into kitchen utensils. Okay? So far, so good. But an astute observer, his name is Joe Schwartz. He's director of the Office for Sciences and Society at McGill University in Montreal. He regularly examines viral science questions and weighs in on them. This is beyond my pay grade. I have difficulty sometimes. My eyes glaze over when I look at these studies with the statistics, but sometimes astute scientists can drill down and read the fine print of studies. He took a long look at the study, and he noticed a key mistake. And, folks, it is 6th or 7th degree math. 7,000 multiplied by 60 is not 42,000. From what I remember, you take the 7, you multiply it by 6, you get 42, and then you count the number of zeros, and you add all the zeros. There's a 0 in 60, and there's 3 zeros in 7,000, and that means 4 zeros. So 7,000 multiplied by 60 is not 42,000, just has 3 zeros. It's 420,000. That means that the amount of exposure to flame retardants is not even close to the reference dose. It's less than one-tenth of it. Remember, the threshold was 34,700 nanograms per day. The threshold was 42,000 nanograms per day. But actually, it's 420,000. So the amount that you get from the spatula is less than one-tenth of the threshold at worst. So the author, contacted by email, he said, he admitted it. We miscalculated the reference dose for 60-kilogram adults, initially estimating it at 42,000 nanograms per day instead of the correct value of 420,000 nanograms per day. So the authors revised their claim that the daily intake of flame retardant approached dangerous levels. They had to recant. Quote, we regret this error and have updated it in our manuscript, the authors wrote. This calculation error does not, however, affect the overall conclusion of the paper. The authors would like to apologize for any inconvenience caused. You mean hundreds of thousands of people chucked their black plastic spatulas and kitchen appliances into the garbage pail, and now they're saying, oops, we goofed. It's a simple mathematical error. And no, flame retardants at any level apparently aren't good for you, but in terms of exceeding the EPA threshold for toxicity, it is far from it. Okay, that's what intelligent medicine is all about. We'd like to break down some of these important stories for you with practical implications for your health. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. If you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Listen to students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I picked up things about believing in oneself and like having confidence, something I struggled with from time to time, just like having that self-value and self-worth, knowing that even if things don't go as planned all the time, there's always a way to bounce back.
William, did you ever struggle with your confidence?
All the time. Not only in my personal self, but even in the business, right? I think as an entrepreneur, you ask yourself, are you making the right decision? But what I've learned is if you believe in yourself, right, work hard at what you do, you will make the right decisions, right? Even if they could be the wrong one at that time, I promise you it always works out.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org. .org.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. In 2025, as in 2024, 2023, and way back when to 1988 is when this all started, this program. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number you can call anytime you like, 24-7, 365, because this program is broadcast at different times throughout the country, sometimes on delay, sometimes you listen to it via podcast. We made it convenient for you to call and record a question. So let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm a 62-year-old woman who is facing rotator cuff surgery. Can you tell me which supplements I should take pre- and post-operative to make the healing faster and better? Thank you.
Okay, so rotator cuff surgery involves taking some of the little tendons and ligaments of the shoulder and fixing them, reattaching them. I don't know exactly what transpires in rotator cuff surgery, but such a common surgery these days. And especially as people age, you know, these very, very tiny muscles and attachments, it's kind of like a Swiss Army watch in there, very delicate musculature and connective tissue that breaks down as you age. And there's a very common problem, especially in women of the time of menopause. They, for some reason, experience lots of shoulder pain as a consequence of perhaps the desiccation that occurs throughout the body, but in particular in the joints, associated with a withdrawal from normal female hormones. And so, yeah, real common. So what are some of the things that might help with repair? Well, first of all, let's think about collagen, because collagen is a building block for the collagen that you'll need to repair your shoulder. Now, some of that is an artificial repair with a reattachment or sewing together. I don't know exactly what happens, but you have to build your own collagen to effect a complete repair. So you want to take collagen. Fortunately, we have a great new sponsor, BrightCore, that makes a really nice collagen product. You hear about it here on Intelligent Medicine. You can take a scoop of that or a couple of scoops of that, especially during the recovery period, daily to make sure you have adequate collagen, building blocks of the key amino acids that help your body synthesize collagen. You also need vitamin C. Vitamin C is essential for wound repair, and in particular forming new collagen. Lysine is one of the amino acids that also helps with collagen formation. So that's actually, I think they build that into the BrightCore product. But you can also take some additional lysine. Also, due to the fact that there's a lot of inflammation caused by any kind of wound, especially deliberate wound like surgery, you may want to take a proteolytic enzyme product with bromelain, like Wobenzyme is the brand name of one of these products, but there are a lot of products that incorporate bromelain plus proteolytic enzymes that tend to reduce swelling and promote healing. That's actually something that's used by some plastic surgeons. Also consider curcumin. And there's a product called Ache Action, which contains boswellan and ginger, which are anti-inflammatory, along with a little bit of white willow bark, which is the natural source of acetyl salicylic acid, which is aspirin. And that can also help you with inflammation. So there you have it. That's a suite of things that you can use that can help you with repair. Maybe refrain from taking fish oil right before, but soon after you can resume your use of fish oil. It might increase the risk of bleeding, but it tends to not be a very, very bloody surgery. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As a combat wounded veteran, I know how hard it is to come home and build a meaningful life. I'm Latoya Lucas, and I'm a veteran. When I was in Iraq, our vehicle was hit. A rocket-propelled grenade exploded right under my seat. Traumatic brain injury, a fractured pelvis, severe burns. They didn't think I was going to make it. I had to learn to live with the scars, both visible and invisible.
DAV helps veterans like Latoya get the benefits they've earned. They help more than a million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
With DAV on my side, I was able to pursue my dreams. If my story can touch a heart, it can change a life. My victory is overcoming my wounds so I can help other veterans.
Latoya Lucas. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the...
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
New Year, Reading, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Please do subscribe to our newsletter because it's free and it's available to you. Just go to drhoffman.com and you'll be prompted to subscribe to our newsletter. And this week we had an article which kind of good commemoration for the New Year's, which is how to deal with your sugar cravings. Because a lot of people, reducing sugar is among the top New Year's resolutions. We've got practical tips for how you can address the devil inside you that keeps demanding more and more of that white stuff. It's actually been analogized to cocaine because people in South America, especially in the Andes region, they just chew coca leaves. Coca leaves have a little bit of the natural ingredient that is refined into cocaine. Well, we took coca leaves and we went through a chemical process and made it into a highly addictive drug. Same thing with sugar. We have natural sources of sugar in the environment like sugar cane, but then through industrial processing, we amped up the tastiness and desirability of these natural sugars and concentrated them. And lo and behold, we got an epidemic of chronic degenerative diseases that are driven by excess sugar consumption. So number one, New Year's resolution for you might be take a look at your sugar consumption and address it in 2025. All right, watching a lot of football because we had some time off, and I can't really continuously glue my eyeballs to the TV screen for an entire football game. It's long. It can be tedious. There are lots of penalties. There are injuries. There's so many commercials. And so I multitask. You know, maybe I'm reading an article. Maybe I'm writing an article. I've got my iPad in front of me. And I'll look up occasionally if there's an exciting play. But I was struck by the number of ads for a new drug that I'd never heard of. And it's got a funny name, Pluvicto. And I thought, what in the heck is that? I'd never heard of it. It's a brand new drug. And so I thought to myself, why are they advertising this during a primetime football game? What's the pitch here? And this is actually an interesting case study in pharmaceutical industry strategies. And it's an odd situation because it's a brand new drug that is designed for prostate cancer. Now, lots of men get prostate cancer, but this drug is a very niche drug. It is designed for men with advanced metastatic prostate cancer, that is prostate cancer that is spread throughout their bodies, that have already undergone hormonal therapy, which is blocking all the testosterone in your body. It's called chemical castration, by the way, and that actually starves the tumor and helps to slow it down, but usually it's not curative, but it's a good delaying action against the progression of a very, very widely spread cancer. And then they've also not responded to chemotherapy, which is not curative for prostate cancer, but can slow prostate cancer down. So this is, we're talking an ad on a football game for a drug for the very few men who may find themselves in the predicament of what is essentially incurable prostate cancer. And so I looked at the drug, and it's actually kind of a breakthrough concept. It's a hunt-and-destroy drug. It's a drug where radioactive something hitches a ride on an antibody that seeks out the location of the prostate cancers, because now the cancer could be in your lungs, it could be in your bones, it could be in the original site, the prostate, your pelvis, wherever it is spread throughout your body. But it finds the prostate cancers, the metastases, and it administers radiation to them. Wow. Sounds like an interesting concept. Now, I looked at the website for Pluvicto, and there's a big promotion for it. Strive for Pluvictory. Give your patients a chance for more tomorrows with Pluvicto. That's a victory. Now, notice they're not saying anything about cure. They're saying a chance for more tomorrows. And they have a picture of a middle-aged black guy, which I think is strategic because prostate cancer has a predilection for African Americans. So that's a good representative of the population who might have advanced prostate cancer. And what they say here is Pluvicto makes a longer life possible. It is the first and only PSMA-targeted radioligand therapy to significantly improve survival in a phase 3 trial. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, I looked at the trial that resulted in its approval, and there was a 38% reduction in the risk of death with Pluvicto. But here's the problem. Everybody, virtually everybody dies anyway. At the end of the study, only a very small fraction of people were alive, whether they took Pluvicto or not. The average survival for men in the control group who didn't take Pluvicto was 11.3 months. For those who took Pluvicto, it was 15.3 months. Now, that could mean a difference in terms of quality of life because, yeah, you know, survive another 4 months, I'll take that. But then I looked at the cost of Pluvicto, and it's kind of interesting. First, you have to do a study, a PET CT study with a special radio tracer. That tracer study costs around $50,000 itself to find out if you're eligible for it, because not everyone is going to have this PSMA ligand, which is makes them amenable to this treatment. So first you do that thing. And by the way, that's made by the same company. It's made by, let's see, big pharmaceutical company. It doesn't matter. All right. To determine eligibility, you need to do a PET CT scan, which costs around $50,000, $50,000. Each cycle of treatment, and you need six of Pluvicto, costs around $50,000, $42,500 per cycle. And so that means a total cost of $255,000 for a complete course of treatment. So now I'm beginning to understand why they would have an ad like this on a football game. And you can advertise things like Lipitor on a football game. Millions of people take Lipitor. But you probably only make a few dollars on each prescription of Lipitor, right? Because it's a drug that's been around for a long time. It's commonly available. It's off patent. This is a brand new drug, and it's super expensive. And you got a big audience, a lot of eyeballs watching football. And if only maybe there's six or eight guys who say, I am at end-stage prostate cancer. I've tried everything, and they say there's nothing left for me. You see that ad, ask your doctor if this is right for you. Or maybe, you know, a lot of doctors watching this, and doctors are becoming aware of this, and maybe a few of them will say, yeah, this is right for my patients. If you'd only put, like, 10 patients in the entire country on Pluvicto as a result of an ad, that easily pays for the ad. That's $255,000 per course of treatment plus another $50,000 to help you determine if you're eligible for the treatment. That could be like $3 million for just 10 patients across the United States. So it points out an interesting strategy of the pharmaceutical industry. They advertise super expensive drugs because the margins are so high on those drugs. They don't advertise cheap drugs very much anymore. Their drugs are like, what in the heck is that? That's such an oddball condition, rare condition, but they've got a drug for it that may cost tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars for a course of treatment. And also, I have a feeling, and this is not my original thought, other people have enunciated this, that it is, in a way, a form of a payoff to mainstream media. Mainstream media has a certain budget where they anticipate revenues from pharmaceutical ads, and the result is that it biases them in favor of pharmaceutical solutions. They say, well, look, we can't knock pharmaceutical drugs. We can't be critical of them because let's look at our bottom line. We receive whatever, you know, $200 million in revenue from pharmaceutical ads, And it doesn't matter whether it's a lot of cheap drugs or whether it's a very few expensive drugs that get sold. It's a payoff. It's ultimately a payoff to the major media outlets who become reliant on income from pharmaceutical firms. And, oh, by the way, interesting side effects associated with Pluvicto. When you take it, you become radioactive. Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's like, okay, I want to live longer so that I can have my grandchild sit on my lap. Wait a minute. Minimize radiation exposure to patients, medical personnel, and household contacts during and after treatment with Pluvicto. To minimize radiation exposure to others, advise patients to limit close contact, less than 3 feet, with household contacts for 2 days, or with children and pregnant women for 7 days, to refrain from sexual activity for 7 days, sleep in a separate bedroom from household contacts for 3 days, from children for 7 days, and for pregnant women, stay away from them for 15 days because you're radioactive. You've had these little tiny molecules that find your prostate cancer and deliver a payload of radiation to zap them. That is kind of weird. But, you know, ultimately, maybe they've got the price down. They'll refine the therapy. It's a breakthrough. Nonetheless, we're talking about here on Intelligent Medicine. All right. Winter is here. And so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. And so now's the time to make sure that your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before, with more than 150 combined published research reports. Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever this winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. I'm stocking up, taking more to fend off those sniffles and sneezes and nasty bugs. For more information to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. And use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. Here's an item that I guess file this under your worst nightmare. Headline, Indian man awakes on funeral pyre. An Indian man awoke in a funeral pyre last month, moments before it was to be set on fire, after a doctor skipped a post-mortem. Thought this guy was dead. Young individual, his name is Rohitash Kumar. He'd fallen sick and was taken to a hospital in the western state of Rajasthan. The media reported that he had an epileptic seizure, and the doctor declared him dead on arrival to the hospital. He was obviously dead. Dead as a doornail. But instead of the required post-mortem to ascertain the cause of death, the doctors just skipped it, save time, send to the mortuary, and then to be burned according to Hindu religious tradition. Dr. Singh, chief medical officer at the hospital, told the press that a doctor had, quote, prepared the post-mortem report without actually doing the post-mortem. Hey, save time, right? And the body was then sent for cremation. But shortly before the pyre was to be lit, Rohitash's body started movements, adding that he was alive and was breathing. Kumar was rushed to the hospital for a second time, but unfortunately was confirmed dead on Friday during treatment. As a result, authorities have suspended the services of three doctors, and the police have launched an investigation. That is not a good way to go out on a funeral pyre before you're really dead. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Air pollution is a big problem, regardless of what you think of climate change. I've always been a fan of efforts to curb air pollution because in the here and now, whether we're headed for climate Armageddon, air pollution, big problem. I grew up in Southern California in Los Angeles, and air pollution was terrible. There were days when we'd be running around as kids, and I'd just feel in my chest like pressure from all the smog. That's a term that was coined in Southern California. So here's an item. For optimal marathon performance, check training plan, gear, nutrition, weather, all these different things that might affect marathon times or performance, but also air quality. Big study, 1.5 million male marathon finishers and over 1 million female finishers, and they looked at the results of the finishes, and they also looked at the weather, or precisely the pollution levels at the time of the marathons. They analyzed all the finish times. The researchers found that for each one microgram per meter higher particulate matter on race day, this is the way that they measure levels of particulate matter, it was associated with 32 seconds slower average finish time among men, 25 seconds slower. So in other words, you lose about a second per mile in a marathon that's 26 miles. So these particles are generated by sources such as forest fires, and that's been frequent because of Canadian forest fires, and the wind is blown into. We've had some days where it looked like you were in a sandstorm in the Sahara Desert at midday in Manhattan here in New York because of fires hundreds of miles away. Agricultural waste burning, inefficient fuel combustion, vehicle emissions, energy generation via power plants, industrial activities, and fertilizer application contribute to these particles. Now, we are taking stringent measures in the United States to curb air pollution, but in India, there's a lot of air pollution. The measures are not so stringent. Plus, there's a lot of indoor pollution because people cook on stoves where they burn coal and they burn wood indoors, and so they inhale this stuff. Headline here, air pollution in India linked to millions of deaths over a period 2009 to 2019. They based a study on 655 districts. The results show that around 3.8 million deaths occurred over the period that can be linked to air pollution levels, and so that's almost 25% all the deaths recorded during the study period. Of course, this is a modeling study, an estimate, so it's hard to say if indeed it's really accurate. People die of multiple causes. It could be a myriad of factors that influence their likelihood of dying, but a serious problem, especially in the third world, where they haven't enacted enough pollution controls. The price of westernization and industrialization. 877-726-8255, our number, and Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine. More when we return. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Travel conditions are worsening in parts of mid-America following snow, ice, wind, and bone-chilling temperatures. Forecasts are calling for harsh winter conditions to spread eastward in the next day or so. Due to blizzard conditions in the Midwest, National Guard troops have been activated to help drivers stuck in the bad weather.
Heavy snow has fallen across parts of Kansas and Missouri. We have reports of already up to 10 inches across parts of Kansas. And over the next 2 days, a pretty big impact from this storm as it spreads eastward. A lot of areas from Kansas to the East Coast are under winter storm warnings. And we do anticipate a pretty broad area of heavy snow, snow total of 6 to 12 inches all the way from Kansas to the East Coast, including the capital.
Bob Orvec, the National Weather Service. Meanwhile, heavy snow and freezing rain is bringing widespread disruption across Europe, with several major airports suspending flights in Germany and the UK. Several small towns in the north of England have had up to 15 inches of snow. A former Israeli ambassador says the New Year's Day terror attack in New Orleans is a warning of things to come. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
Following months of warnings about a resurgent terrorism threat, an Army veteran inspired by ISIS slammed a pickup truck into crowds celebrating New Year's Day in New Orleans. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says that there may be more to come.
My gut feeling tells me this is not a lone wolf operation. This is the person who's coordinated and know what the connection is. But they're finding a connection between this attack and the planned attack in Las Vegas.
The former Knesset member said the attack and the Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas on the same day represent a long-standing concern that came into focus in the years after the September 11th attacks. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Republicans stepping up their scrutiny of dozens of shelters run by nonprofit groups on the border with Mexico. More at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high
pain is affecting your life. I've got the perfect New Year's resolution for you. Make 2025 the year of feeling good again, the year of moving better, sleeping better, feeling more alive. Do it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Over a million of us have turned to Relief Factor. Feel the difference it can make in your life. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. You can start feeling better in 3 weeks or less, and every day you feel better is a day you live better. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, make 2025 the year of feeling good again. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. Just go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
New York's new toll for drivers entering the center of Manhattan is starting up after it withstood years of political wrangling. The toll, known as congestion pricing, is meant to reduce traffic gridlock in the densely packed Manhattan area.
There are a lot of people who are concerned about the impact of congestion pricing. To them, I want to say, the point is to make the city better for everybody. We need to make it easier for people who choose to drive or who have to drive to get around the city, to spend less time in traffic. We need to make sure that ambulances can get to hospitals, which is not the case now.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress will hit the ground running this year. He told Fox News Sunday Morning Futures that Republican lawmakers are working on a large reconciliation package that would address all of President Trump's priorities early in his term. News and analysis at townhall.com. The NFL is assuring a safe and secure Super Bowl 59 in New Orleans. George Williams has more.
The league issued this statement following the deadly New Year's morning attack, saying in part, quote, the NFL and the local host committee have developed comprehensive security plans, and we're confident attendees will have a safe and enjoyable Super Bowl experience, unquote. The statement added condolences for the victims and for the New Orleans community. Last week's college Sugar Bowl football game at the Superdome was delayed a day due to security concerns as a result of the attacks, which killed 14 people, as well as the perpetrator. George Williams reporting.
Alcoholic beverage company's stock took a hit on Friday following the U.S. Surgeon General's recommendation to add cancer warning labels on alcoholic products. Boston Beer Company, the producer of Angry Orchard and Samuel Adams, saw nearly 4% drop. Jack Daniel's whiskey fell 2.5% in trading value. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Podcast.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a creative offering of the CBS Radio Workshop, and later present the exciting finale of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Meg's Palace Matter, starring Bob Bailey, with Virginia Gregg as Meg. Back in the early days of radio, CBS introduced the Columbia Experimental Laboratory, which aired in 1931, and later evolved into the Columbia Workshop, broadcast on the network from 1936 until 1943. It is renowned for its diverse content, sometimes straightforward, other times experimental. It was revived in the late 1950s, now known as the CBS Radio Workshop, and it continued the tradition of truly original productions. The series would tackle all genres from comedies to thrillers, science fiction, news docudrama, and even a western or two. The host of this example was a renowned American playwright, author, poet, journalist, and lyricist, whose best-known plays include What Price Glory, Both Your Houses, and The Bad Seed. He also co-wrote the screenplay for Alfred Hitchcock's 1956 film noir picture, The Wrong Man. This talented fellow will self-identify in just a moment. I'll just let you know this is from April 14th, 1957.
This is Maxwell Anderson. And I, together with Brooks Atkinson and Thornton Wilder, have just served as one of the judges on a verse playwriting contest conducted by the Academy of American Poets in association with CBS, which has resulted in money awards for the winners and a radio performance for the winner of the first prize. Poets need material rewards. In an age when poetry is encouraged by monetary success, there has always been more poetry written than in an age when the cash returns for verse were few and meager. And the more verse written, the better the top grade is likely to be. Our own years have not been too kind to poets. They win few prizes, gain little recognition among us. Let us then be grateful to the Academy of American Poets and to CBS for honoring this noblest and most ancient of the arts.
The CBS Radio Workshop, dedicated to man's imagination, the theater of the mind. Today, Carlotta's Serape, by a newly discovered young poet, Miss Rose Orenti, with a special score composed and conducted by Lawrence Rosenthal. And, to set the scene, Mr. Maxwell Anderson.
¶¶
The time is this summer. The scene is a Mexican marketplace. Carlotta is looking at a pottery display, but out of the corner of her eye, she is watching the old weaver at the next stall. She wanders over to his stand, pretending to be unconcerned. Actually, she is excited about a serape in his collection. She touches it casually, but her fingers tremble.
Sir, it happens that this wretched rag has caught my eye. Just now entering the square, I thought, is this really a serape or passing for one? But with all its faults, I can see it on my bedroom floor. In fact, it's somewhat striking. I imagine time will give it a grayish cast that's more to my liking. But until then, and you understand it may not do at all, what do you sell it for?
Like a child or tourist, do you know a jewel from glass? 100 pesos.
You're the typical merchant. Mercenary, crass. You call this a selection? What have you got, 4 or 5 serapes? Well, if all you can do is shrug, I see I've turned off in the wrong direction.
It only happens, does it, that this caught your eye? It happens that I've seen you pass this stall at least a dozen times today. What are you prepared to pay?
Old man, you've got your gall. 25 and not a peso more. That's final and that's all.
Perhaps you'd like it free. Since it's only to step on, you say, to crush beneath your heel. But is beauty mauled without remorse? No. Ravishment takes its own revenge. Of course, this may be what you want. All sorts of bargains go on, including the ones you make with yourself.
That's not wrangle. I've heard your craftsmanship is great, and I will concede the point. Make it 28.
Quite a concession. I've had my fill of customers who bargain for a dream and then don't pay. Save what you like and leave it here. If you don't take it, some tourist will. By and by, one will enter this square and feast his eyes on this serape. Then, when you turn around, it will be gone. Oh, you'll cry, you'll cry.
Yes, the keen-eyed visitors descend like flies on Mexican ground. And they're very quick with their cameras. But I wonder if they see what they snap. Orizaba, with its crown of snow, will make a touching photograph. Already I cry, old man. I wear myself out with grief. Each time our mountain dies, pressed airlessly in an album leaf.
You do not cry for the mountain, no. Yes, yes, I will say it. I saw your visitor, and you beside yourself with delight when he caught your image and reduced you to black and white. He called you Carlotta. Is that right?
That's my name. But how do you know? How is it that you never sleep? On all this square, siesta strikes the timid. And while they nod, you sit among your wares and watch like God.
You are unfair. I must watch to weave. I weave what I see.
Old man? No, of course it couldn't be.
Anything can be.
Old man, have you woven me?
You were accidental, purely fictitious. How was I to know it would agitate you and enchant you so that a noise in me would echo in Carlotta? Let me be. Make it 90 pesos and depart.
The way to my purse is not through my heart.
Because you have no heart? Oh, then it's yours at 86. It's part of the process to compromise, to settle for less than purity and perfect happiness. 86? No, 84. to bring us greater wisdom than we had before.
Not a peso more than 33 if all I buy is prophecy.
The future is a mystery. Still, my loom says, what you have been has made you what you are and all you must be. And a pattern of your trinity weaves like a thread through time, shuttling busily. Your face is hard and your voice is shrill, but within you melt like lava as a volcano crumbles in flame. Spill 80 pesos in my lap and let me forget your name.
80 pesos worth of philosophy? Were your shawl a full-length portrait, I could see the high demand you make of me. But it's only an episode. There's more. Have you seen? Do you know? Is it here?
In the blue and the green. All here.
Oh, they're lovely. I don't dare touch. Look at this.
We should close this bargain, child.
I haven't seen one in Mexico I like so much. The guide never mentioned these.
Could be a good reason. This old fellow looks rough. He doesn't aim to please.
Well, he hasn't the face I'd like to kiss, but he sure can weave.
Don't expect to get this for a song.
I hope you're wrong, but I won't bet. You'd better do the talking. My Spanish is a mess.
Sir, how much? This one, how much?
Oh, no.
400 pesos.
400? How can you ask such a price? Sir, 400's too much. 200.
Will you go away? You disgrace the acme of Mexico's art.
He doesn't change his face. Now what do we say?
I wish I knew.
Keep bargaining, that's all we can do.
I haven't the heart.
Then let's go. Isn't that what he said? And come back. That might work.
You think we should?
Sure. It might do him good.
You're listening to the CBS Radio Workshop. We'll be right back with more after this.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you
see the bill we all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now let's get back to the CBS Radio Workshop on When Radio Was.
Why did you do it? You could live for weeks on 200, and even an artist has to eat.
As I thought, you're too quick with the tear.
It's my function to weep. But you know this, and at least you do not mock as he did sometimes. Tell me, old friend, is that also here? In the yellow and this infinitesimal dot?
It is here. It is also here.
Tasco also?
Also Tasco.
How did you know? Or shouldn't I ask?
Nothing escapes my sight. When you returned, you came to pray. You lit the taper. But it did not burn as brightly as your sorrow.
And that's the gray, is it not? Near the fringe, this little sliver?
Yes, the gray. I wondered, black or white? So I made it gray. I was glad you came back. Is Tasco still what it was, as they say?
By law, it cannot change. But Tasco's of the eye and changes with the heart.
Ah, Mexico's Olympus. I remember how treacherous pathways wind down from what is Paco's now to the silver mines. Are they still there?
Oh, they are. My friend called it atmosphere. He named it the Candid Muse and saw it everywhere.
I'm afraid I shall never see Tasco again. 200 would buy all that. As for 3, too fine a price, a legacy. Daughter, acquire your dream and I will relinquish mine. 63.
40.
You gamble perversely to lose. It tempts me to make the sale. Perhaps if I thwart you, if you got what you thought you wanted, you would recoil. The shock might change you. But of course, if you didn't see it yourself, I'd only fail. You have to choose, not I. You know that 100 is not too much, not even enough for this fabric of my soul and yours. Call my bluff.
Sir? Sir, we have circled the square, and I must confess, not here nor elsewhere in Mexico can anything compare with the beauty and finesse of your handicraft. We seem commercial to you, but what, after all, is a tourist to do but buy a memory or two? For 300 pesos, we expect an eternal passport, re-entry to a perfect square, this stall, when in fact we buy nothing at all and can never come back.
You move me. I was not prepared for such a speech. How is it you speak so well?
I studied long ago, and I'm crude about it. I wish I could say what I feel. Sir, it isn't a spiel, but from my heart. I don't care for this procedure, which they say is the custom here. And the fact is, I haven't the talent or time.
What are you saying, dear? It sounds sublime.
I'm trying the truth. Sir, 300. And my wife, if she may, would like a photo of your daughter here.
She's not my daughter, thank God. Though I think you're my son. It doesn't matter to me, but she has an aversion to photographs, I understand. I will say this because you're so sincere, that she also wants this serape. However she overplays her hand, you may not believe it, but she bids too high.
And as we were saying...
Then it's not for sale.
The serape must be sold. Frankly, I don't know how nor even why. But it pains me not to get my price. After all, there are love and labor in it, and the skeins of wool alone run high. So the price hasn't changed. It's still what I quoted, or I lose my integrity. I would advise that you circle the square again and think it over. I will, too. Yes, that's my advice. We're both too big for compromise.
400, that's a wicked slice. Well, I'll take a walk and talk it over with my wife.
They're all the same. He reminds
me... It's not the same. For shame that you always add one and one and get nothing. For once, resolve your balance and buy for a meager sum. And there is something you must pay. A little happiness. We cannot argue all day, and the bus leaves soon. It's bitter enough for me to vend on this mart. I can't take on your cares or weave your pattern forever. Restore me to my own identity.
For an artist, you have a practical mind. In fact, you're American at heart.
If this is a jest, and it certainly is unkind, then you will surely fail the final test.
You test me.
I teach you. For which, forgive me. Had I myself the flair, some other fool would be the weaver, and I an American millionaire. One loser detects another soon enough. End your pursuit of sadness, and your hate can be revealed to you before it is too late.
Yes. I hate even myself. But you know, since I started to talk to you, it seems to go, to dissipate, and leaves a bottomless pit. A vacuum, because nothing replaces it. And it should, I think, be replaced by love. But I do not love anymore, and I'm sure somehow I have never loved. And I never will.
There's something still.
I wonder. I am young, as you say. But it's been one blunder after another. Not he, the American, nor anyone. No, Weaver, I have never loved. Not he, the dark-eyed one who vended orchids and bouquets on Xochimilco's boats and banks. I languished for him, but I never loved. Nor my Valencian swain who plucked his husky, sad guitar and sang old tunes of far-off Spain. I longed for him, but never loved. And the matador, brave and afraid, dazzled me with epaulettes and crimson cloak. When first he smote a bull, Popocatepetl smoked. Yet thinking how the stain of the beast's blood soiled the sand, my heart was wrenched with pain and I withdrew my hand. He was my life. I did not love. Not more nor less than they. The American passed within the shadow of a myth in whose darkness love dissolved away. I can no longer shield my eyes from light. The daylight comes, and in this merciless sun I see how I have never loved, not he, the last, nor anyone. I'm a hopeless case.
To know it is to claim redemption. From now on, when your heart cries, follow. Do not pursue the anguish that calls out to you. Unlearn and learn until the patterns flow together and you weave your own sarape.
But it is not easy, I think.
No, not as the wink of an eye. It depends. You must want to try as I still do. I was not always a master weaver. Even yet threads get tangled in the loom, and I lament the poverty of my inspiration and sulk like a prophet of doom.
It's hard to believe.
Because for the most part, I learned that I cannot grieve. I must always wrestle with temptation, but my grief fares badly in the light of day. Weeping reproachfully outside my house, he mourns the bat-filled attic where he can no longer stay. Upbraids me for ingratitude. Reminds me constantly how he partook of my largesse in solitude. Pity your exiled friend, grief sobs. And almost I decide as I soften to his tear-stained cheeks to call him back inside. Oh, pity. Not because grief cries, how well I know this fawning look precedes his spate of lies, but that my house is lonely. Now he speaks, aware of this, more softly and persuasively, of all that we have shared. He argues life is static without the goad of misery. My heart is wrenched, and even as I gasp in prelude to fresh pain, his eloquence and tenderness become the sibilant hiss of a poisonous and fatal asp. He rushes to the door, and I throw my last weak strength against the panel at the knob. The weak walls tremble while I sob until, with all the power that is left to me, I shout, "Pity, yes! But not because you are my friend, but because you know no better than to be my enemy." True, the house is still. I peep through the keyhole, watching now how he falters down the road. I groan to think how he can find some other place to live, while I am alone. Alone. Now what do we say we start again?
45. Will you take it?
I don't think I can. It's not a bad offer and good enough for a lesser man. But you can do better. 50 might make it. Ah, here's my boy. Have you decided to grant yourself your wish? Things are moving fast. This chance will be the last for all of us.
Haggling is for the timid, sir, the language of the weak. It is not a tongue I care to learn or speak. Fair is fair, and the craftsman's hand is written all over there.
The bus is waiting. Hurry.
Don't worry, dear. Sir, you're a master. I take the time to say this and repeat it, though we have to leave. No one can weave the way you weave. I want you to know I know it. It's a pity I can't say it better and at greater length. But if I did, I'd never get back to Mexico City. I'm distressed, and I'm sure I show it. But if I could bring this back with me, I'd be your eternal debtor.
Then what are we waiting for?
I'll pay what you ask. 400 pesos, if necessary, more.
It's already agreed. I'll pay 50.
Do I hear what I think I hear? Or do my ears deceive me? Did she say 50, 100?
She said 50.
That's 5,000 pesos, honey. I'm afraid it's perfectly clear.
But she's only a girl, a baby. Does she have that kind of money?
I don't get it. Maybe they're poking fun.
We have to forget it. Let's run.
It isn't true.
Joy comes sorrowfully to you. I might have guessed.
I don't deserve it. Oh, you fool them all right, but 50 pesos won't take you to Taxco again.
Carlota, you brought Taxco to me.
Oh, not really. Here, I'll pay before you change your mind.
It's true, I'm rarely kind, but what I do, I do. Thank you.
It's not for the floor, I promise. That was a ruse.
Of course.
I'll put it to tasteful use. It's a treasure.
Then I have no remorse. Just don't misuse your pleasure and take the quirks of fate with a grain of salt. You leave the blinding sunlight of this square, but it will follow you forever. And when you dig through ancient shadows, you will find that light was always there. Smile. You'll never meet a man if you wear that awful face.
I couldn't disgrace you that way.
Then you'll love again.
Amen.
Adios, Carlota.
Adios, amigo. Keep watching.
You've been listening to the CBS Radio Workshop and Carlotta's Serape by Rose Orenti. The American Academy of Poets prize-winning verse drama chosen by Maxwell Anderson, Brooks Atkinson, and Thornton Wilder, and produced and directed in New York by Paul Roberts. Elspeth Eric was heard as Carlotta, and Louis Van Ruten as the weaver. The tourists were Stotz Cotsworth and Vera Allen. Special score composed and conducted by Lawrence Rosenthal.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
That creative offering, indeed hosted by famed writer Maxwell Anderson, was from April 14th of 1957. As you heard, the fellow playing the male tourist was Stotz Cotsworth. Well, he's best known on radio for playing the title character in Casey Crime Photographer. Meanwhile, the actor who voiced the weaver, Louis Van Ruten, was born in Mexico City but raised in the U.S., and he became a specialist in accents and dialects. During World War II, he was an in-demand announcer, as he was able to deliver the news in multiple languages, not only English but also Spanish, Italian, and French. Van Ruten would spend time as the title character in one of the radio versions of The Adventures of Nero Wolfe, and in films and on television, he usually played villains, or at least sleazy and shadowy characters. For example, on the big screen, he was seen twice as Nazi ringleader Heinrich Himmler in the 1944 John Farrell-directed film The Hitler Gang, and then again in the 1961 picture Operation Eichmann. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on, because up next, it's the finale of our latest five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. We'll present the conclusion of the Meg's Palace matter right after this.
Harry Lime had many lives, and I can recount all of them. How do I know? Very simple. Because my name is Harry Lime.
Orson Welles reprises his iconic film role as Harry Lime, a con man, a manipulator, and one of the most fascinating men you'll ever meet, in Radio Spirit's HCD set, The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime.
Why, Lily. Lily, what are you doing here?
We have some very pretty pink gardenias.
Oh, come on, Lily, don't tell me you don't remember me. And how are all the Corellis?
The who?
Now, don't give me that, Lily.
My name is Lulu.
Well, it used to be Lily, and you used to be a blonde. And the Corellis, as you know perfectly well, because you used to work with them, are the best bank robbers in Central Europe. Well, what about it, honey?
For a limited time, you can get The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, for 50% off. It's a steal that Harry himself would be proud to have orchestrated. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAVE5077 to pay only $15.98.
This is the signal. Mr. Corelli, that celebrated expert with his two able assistants, starts toward the bank. The tunnel was not built for comfort, and the going on hands and feet is a trifle rough. There's a bit of genteel cursing, but hearts are high.
Through 16 exciting escapades, you'll be whisked from one exotic locale to another, all in pursuit of priceless gems, pretty women, and international intrigue, and in the company, of course, of a masterful and roguish charmer who occasionally uses his prowess to stop a crime.
And remember, if you can't manage to resist temptation, be sure you get it appraised.
There's no reason to resist when you can get half off The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code 5077 to pay just $15.98. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
All the tech from the flagships. Amazing autofocus, great in low light conditions, and recording up to 6K video internally. Perfect for any type of camera user. It's the Nikon Z6 III, and it's the first camera to connect to the Nikon Imaging Cloud. Chris Oganek from Nikon explains how it works.
You get home, you're attached to your Wi-Fi network, and then you tell it to start sending off your photos, and it will send it automatically, whether they're JPEGs or RAWs, directly to the Nikon Imaging Cloud. And from there, you can also have it fully set up automatically to send it to your other cloud services, whether it is your Dropbox. And it really makes it easier to go and access your photos without having to go through the conventional way.
It's sharing made easy. Check out the Nikon Z6 III at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and the finale of a Johnny Dollar five-part storyline. Joining Bob Bailey in this final installment, Virginia Gregg as Meg and Harry Bartell as Police Chief Walters. It played back on Friday, September 29th of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
This is Chief Walters, Barnesboro Police. You call me?
Oh, yeah, Chief.
I understand you're out at Sally Button's place on the edge of town. What can I do for you?
Better get out of here, Chief, fast.
Oh?
Yeah, to pick up a body.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Cod Harbor, Massachusetts, to the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company, Boston. Assignment, the Meigs Palace matter. Report and expense account continued. Whoever shot young Charlie Buttons there at his sister's home in Barnesboro had disappeared down the gravel road in a cloud of dust. Hence the call to the police. Chief Walters was in his late 30s and definitely on the ball. He made a quick call to the coroner, and then in his car we took off for Cod Harbor.
We pretty much left him alone over there in Cod Harbor, Mr. Dollar, and so far they've always managed to keep the peace. This time...
Yeah. Now listen, Chief, and I'll give it to you fast.
Yes, do that.
Meg McCarthy got some threats to burn her place down, notified the insurance company. They sent me out.
Understandable.
First night there, I spotted a prowler around the cafe. But before I could get to him, somebody slugged me from behind.
You didn't know who?
Not then, but the prowler turned out to be Tim Beasley. Your deputy over there, I guess you'd call him.
Sort of. You know, self-appointed. Lazy lout. But didn't he know who slugged you?
He said not.
Was Meg herself there? She has a powerful right, Dollar.
Yeah, I thought of that, too, but let me go on now. The next morning, I went out on the Lily Ann and got tossed overboard. And believe me, Chief, the propeller on one of those boats isn't much fun to tangle with.
Yes, Dr. Champion told me he'd had to go over to fix you up.
Yeah. Anyhow, I was sure that whoever was after me was a member of that crew. Had to be.
I see.
When I came to back at Meg's, I had visitors. The crew, loaded with sympathy. The crew, that is, except for Charlie Buttons.
And that's why you traced him to his sister's house?
Uh-huh. And, Chief, he confessed.
Then I don't understand.
But he said he was forced to do those things by somebody who knew of his criminal record and was holding it over his head.
Criminal record? Charlie Buttons?
Yeah, it seems he killed a man once when he was just a kid. The point is, this other person threatened to expose Charlie unless Charlie did his bidding. So Charlie, not being very bright, didn't think he had a chance.
You find out who this other person is?
No. That's when somebody shoved a gun through the window and back him. He shot him, then took off in the proverbial cloud of dust.
How are you doing on suspects?
Oh, brother, too many. Meg, of course, named her rivals in the cafe business right from the beginning.
Well, I wouldn't count them very good suspects.
Then there's Captain Billy Morgan, her intended husband.
What a pair. And if I know Captain Billy, he was just scrounging a lot of free meals. Say, incidentally, I saw him in Barnesburg just before you called.
Well, Captain Billy is beneficiary of Meg's life policy. And he still owes a lot of dough on the Lily Ann, I understand.
Who else?
Tim Beasley.
What?
Yeah. No.
Look, Dollar, I know he's a good-for-nothing bum who's taken that job of acting mayor, acting police chief, acting everything else so he can live off the fat of the land over there.
Did you also know that Clem Harris, who runs the other big cafe, is his cousin?
His cousin, huh?
Oh, and Beasley never kept his promise to dig up the threatening notes Meg received and compare them with the handwriting of the others.
Doesn't look good, does it?
What do you think, Chief?
I'm beginning to wonder if Tim Beasley will be there when we get to Cod Harbor.
As it turned out, Tim Beasley was very much in evidence. So was the whole population of Cod Harbor. For as the lights of the little fishing village slowly hove into view, I saw another light down by the waterfront, or rather a big reddish glow. As we pulled in closer, we could see the long tongues of flame leaping upward that caused it. Yep, Meg's Palace was on fire. Chief Walters stepped on it. We took the last few turns on two wheels. Hoses of all sorts and shapes and sizes connected to pumps aboard the nearby fishing boats were throwing powerful streams of water at Meg's Palace. At the back, where the fire had apparently started. But the flames continued to spread, even licking along the ground behind the building.
That means arson, Johnny. Oil and gasoline spreading around back there.
No doubt of it, Chief. How did it start, Captain Billy?
Who knows? We grabbed a hose and get to work. Get some hose off one of them boats. Montgomery, you crazy boy.
Captain Billy Morgan was running the show, and every one of my prize suspects was in there working his head off. All of them taking orders from Captain Billy. And then I realized that Mike McCarthy was nowhere around. And I noticed something else. All the firefighting was directed toward the back of the building. The front, thanks to the wind, was untouched. But that's where Mick McCarthy's room was. Chief! Chief Wallace!
Hey, Johnny, where are you going?
Come on, Chief. Give me a hand.
What?
See that window up there? Well, I'm going to climb up on the front roof of the place.
You'll burn to a crisp up there.
Got to take that chance, because I think I can blow this whole case wide open. Now, clench your hands so I can step on them. Hoist me up.
But even right here, the heat is...
Come on, man, quick, come on.
Okay, Johnny, but I think you're crazy. Here you are.
Now, up.
Here you go.
The heat was almost unbearable up on that roof. But I knew I had to do it. I crawled low along the shingles, hoping the rotten old roof would hold. And a withering blast that felt like fire itself hit me full in the face as I broke the window of the next room. And there she lay, stretched out, unconscious on her bed. There was an ugly livid mark across her forehead where somebody had struck her down and left her there at the mercy of the fire.
Johnny! Valerie, you all right?
The searing heat seemed to press in on me, engulf me. And the open window gave a draft to the flames that were already licking at the sides of the open door. Somehow I managed to wrap a blanket around Meg, covering her face, and stagger to the window, blindly groping for it.
Johnny! This way, the window! Get that hose on us here!
All right, Johnny. You're all right now, I got you.
It's all right, boy. It's all right.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
It's all right, Johnny boy. Outside of having your hair singed and losing a suit of clothes, you're all okay.
Oh, thank goodness you are, Maggie. But tell me...
Oh, now take it easy. You got a bad burn on that left arm and you got to lie still.
Yeah,
and would you believe it? It was Clem Harris, the one I always thought was such an old good blatherskite that gave us each a place to stay here at his house.
I wondered where I was when I came to a few minutes ago.
I guess I misjudged the man.
But how about you, Maggie?
Oh, bless you, darling. You saved me life, and I'll never forget it. May the good Lord strike me down. If it hadn't been for you. Oh, think of it, Johnny boy. I'd be laying still in that pile of ashes out there that was once to me a nice cafe. I love you, Johnny boy, and I'm humble and I'm grateful.
Maggie, that mark on your head.
Oh, the dirty, blathering spalpeen who snuck up in my room and knocked me down and left me there. I'll murderize him when I find him, that dirty canard.
You don't know who it was?
How could I when he snuck up from behind me? Oh, Chief Walters, come in, sir, come in.
Well, I must say, you two look pretty good, considering. Ready for a visitor, Johnny?
Yeah, Chief. Bring him in.
Oh, now, Johnny, are you sure you want visitors until you're feeling better?
Bring him in, boys. Right in here.
Aye, stop your pushing.
Come on, Gil.
Why, Billy boy. Well, what's the matter with you, Willie? That look on your face. Oh, and you, Chief Walters, what was the idea of locking up my Willie boy like some dirty scoundrel of a crook when he tried so hard to save my cafe from that awful fire? Who do you think you are?
All right, Meg, simmer down.
Don't
simmer
you talk
down.
To me like that, you young whisker-snapper. Yes, darling.
Well, I won't simmer down. What was the big idea arresting me that way? Who do you think you are around here? And I'm talking to you, Dollar.
You went too far, Captain Billy.
I went too far. You're off your course. What are you talking about?
Yes, Johnny boy. If you was responsible...
Quiet, Maggie.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about arson, Captain Billy. And murder. And the motives behind them.
What?
Motives. They were all over the place by half a dozen people. But yours was the strongest. By far.
You're off your head.
The 25,000 insurance on Meg's life. That was the...
Why, you... Let me out of...
No, just a minute. You take your hands
take
off
it easy, Meg, or I'll have to order you out.
But listen to what he's saying. Is that Captain Billy was...
Quiet! Quiet! Yeah, let me finish this, will you, Meg? Played lover boy to her, didn't you, Captain Billy? To make sure you'd be her beneficiary.
You're crazy. You're dirty.
It looked like you right from the first, but I couldn't be sure until I compared the writing on the threatening letters with some of your handwriting I found.
Oh, no.
So that's the way you found out, you dirty underhanded.
Yeah, Captain, that's right. Threatening letters. To make it look like somebody else was out to get her. Her competitors, for instance. And to leave the way clear for you.
Willie, boy.
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't mean to.
Oh, but... no, Willie. Tell me it ain't true.
Don't touch me.
Oh.
Why, Billy? Why'd you do it?
I had to. I had to have the money or I'd lose my...
What? You mean your boat was more to you
than... Go on,
the...
Billy, and quiet, Meg.
Fishing was my whole life. I had to save my boat. I had to get the money for it. How else could
you
I ever...
Rotten. No, this no, is no, no, you rotten! You rotten! You rotten! I don't know, Johnny boy. Maybe I'll move to someplace else and open up. I wouldn't have the heart to here. Cod Harbor, it'd be too. Just hear that I met him and I believed him and... Well, I guess this old heart of mine wasn't as tough as I thought it was.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Meg.
I'll get over it. Sure I will. Meg McCarthy, Johnny Dollar. No blathering idiot of a man is going to keep Meg McCarthy down.
That's the...
You hear me? No man on this whole earth is worth it. They're all of them just a bunch of no good too tight. Oh, no. No, Johnny boy, not you. If only there was more of the likes of you in the world. I love you, Johnny boy. And if I were a bit younger and maybe pretty... Johnny?
Yeah?
Now tell me, where did you ever get the threat letters you compared the writing of? I'd have swore that I destroyed them, every one.
Know something, Meg? I didn't.
Huh?
I never saw them. Never saw a sample of Captain Billy Morgan's writing either.
You mean you... Oh, no. Huh?
Well, it worked, didn't it?
Aye. And it serves that conniving murder and blather squatching... Johnny, I'm afraid I really did love him.
Yeah, it had been a long shot.
And thank goodness it had paid off. The coach will take care of Captain Billy. The insurance on her place, of course, will have to be paid to Bank McCarthy. But no life insurance, thank heaven. Oh, poor Meg. It'll be a long, long time before she'll fall for sweet talk again. Expense account totaled, including fare and incidentals back to Hartford, $221.60. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Heard in our cast were Virginia Gregg, Jack Crucian, Byron Kane, Forrest Lewis, Bert Holland, Stan Jones, Bob Bruce, Austin Green, and Harry Bartell. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino and Carl Fortina. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, Roy Rowan speaking.
Final installment of the Meg's Palace matter, which played out in 1956. We'll introduce another Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier prolific radio performer Elspeth Eric was heard on the CBS Radio Workshop. Now, later in life, she participated in Hyman Brown's revival series, the CBS Radio Mystery Theater, as both a performer and writer. She would pen more than 100 scripts for that 1974 to 82 weeknight series. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and according to the Internet Movie Database, Elspeth Eric was very good friends with fellow actress Mercedes McCambridge, and reportedly was considered for the big screen role that eventually earned McCambridge an Oscar. I'll name that character and that film, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care?
Fall head over heels with Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs, a 3-CD collection of 75 classic love songs brought to you by MusicRewind.com.
Writing love letters in the sand.
Darling,
whisper sweet nothings while listening to the original recordings of legendary performers from the 50s, including Tony Bennett, Elvis Presley, Perry Como, Patti Page, Nat King Cole, Dean Martin, Doris Day, Buddy Holly, and many more.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
Order Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code LOVE77.
Somewhere along the way, take my hand, I'm a stranger in paradise.
MusicRewind.com to get Melody of Love, Great 50s Love Songs today for just $19.98 or call 855-798-5556. Use promo code LOVE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code LOVE77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about actress Elspeth Eric and her good pal fellow actress Mercedes McCambridge. According to the Internet Movie Database, those friends were up for the same motion picture role, playing politician Willie Stark's secretary Sadie Burke in the 1949 Oscar-winning Best Picture winner All the King's Men. McCambridge won the role, and she took on the Best Supporting Actress Academy Award for her efforts. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.